For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
We are live. Welcome to another Punch Drunk Sports Fuck Faces. We got Tate Fletcher in the house. Hooray.
Holla.
You can feel free to say anything. You've been on podcasts before.
He said we weren't doing our Caveman Coffee Reads good enough, so he wanted to come in and fucking clean us up.
Whoa.
Ari changes when it goes live.
Aggressive.
Sure does.
Say.
So kind.
God.
He was talking about puppies earlier, and now, bam, right to the shit house. Fighting in the house.
Fight Nanny in the house. Hey, real quick, guys.
Fight Nanny.
Real quick, can I give a shout out to all the CIA, FBI, Homeland Securities, and NSA agents who are now listening to Punch Drunk Sports on a regular basis thanks to Ari Shaffir's epic HuffPo live rant he went on. Congratulations, Ari. congratulations on that. How's it been going so far?
It's going okay.
How's it at the airport for you? Is
it's
TSA a breeze?
Hard. It's got to be hard.
Hard what?
You're a marked man, bro.
Do you guys know what Ari did? Did you see
I have
the
no
rep?
Idea.
Ari went on the Huffington Post, which is this pretty progressive.
I know Ariana.
Okay, you know her personally. So he went on her. They do it like a live where they interview people, and Ari was nice enough. He did some great stuff about comedy and why young comics aren't going to progress, which I completely thought was excellent, and you did well. And then
did you think I got that part right?
Yeah, I thought you said it perfectly. I thought it was really well done, and you were basically Ari was like.
Did you ever notice that when Ari illustrates a point, he will turn and give a profile to the camera so you can get the full effect?
Oh yeah,
yeah, of his fucking gonzo nose.
It's amazing.
What Ari's really great at too is like when he gets angry, he gets really Momo-ish, really feminine, and then when he gets really excited and he gets really feminine, like there's like this weird kind of femininity.
You know, Ari's super pissed off and he goes, "Hang on one second, let me go put on my dress."
Yeah, really like, quick.
I'm gonna curl my hair and I'm gonna be back.
Tell me about Huffington Post. What else did he say?
So. He went out. He had this great thing about why a lot of these. I thought it was a great point that I never thought about how female comics come off as not as funny because they've done it last years because they're getting pushed to the front of the line. So like on, let's say on Ari's show, which not doing again, is Ari will have a 15 to 20 year comic male, and then he'll have a for the 6 year female comic.
Right,
and it's like.
It's like dog years, right? They're just shorter because there's not as many of them.
Everybody at home is looking at that. They don't know how long people have been doing comedy. And they just go, how come the girls aren't as funny as – they just think
girls
aren't as funny as guys.
Do you guys think that on shows like that there should be next to your name while the person's doing – they have your name, your Twitter handle, and also this many years in being a comic? You know, it gives people a reference point of like
– okay. Because then you get like, wow, this person, yeah. That was pretty funny for someone who's been doing comedy for 2 years.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Versus
yeah.
Like, man, he's been doing comedy 25 years. That was kind of like shitty.
Doing that on your show, on your stories show, Ari.
So he brought, it was really good. The thing I wish you would have asked the host, because he just kept getting uncomfortable, and he's like, well, I think Amy Schumer is funnier than most comics. I wish you'd been like, who? Who do you think she's funnier? Like,
Name me some specifics. It sounds like you know about one or two comedians.
Are you going to comedy clubs? Are you seeing a lot of comics? You're like, oh, he's not as good or she's not as good as Amy. Who are these people? And then, so that went really well. And then he got kind of into politics because it's Huffington Post. And basically, let me see if I can find it real quick. Basically, Ari goes into this really fun rant about... Wait, hold on, let me find...
All I know is that Ari is going to be on the right side of history. Whatever you're about to say right now, that's all I know about this.
That, you know, it's just basically Ari gets political.
The
way
those are the people that get shit on the most.
Listen,
it's always hindsight.
I trust in Ari's judgment.
Nikola Tesla was totally right after all these years.
Who was the guy that did Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas?
The guy that wrote it or the Johnny Depp that
the other guy, who he played, Johnny Depp played?
Hunter S. Thompson.
If Ari plays his card right,
no,
and
he's not a drunk, sad old dude in the woods.
He's just more that guy. I have more potential
than
that guy.
He's just a weed-smoking, shroom guy. It's the same thing.
Ari, I really appreciate it. I listened to you on Joe's podcast a while back. And your candor, I thought, a lot of times I think I'm the only one. Like, I was just in the bathroom here and used the sink as the lavatory because there's no toilet in that bathroom, which is crazy. There's two sinks. There's a hallway that looks like there should be a toilet in it. And then there's another one. Nope, that's a shower. And so you're left to just pee in the sink, which...
What? In here? In your studios
in,
there?
In the studios, yeah.
And that's weird. There's two toilets.
Well, they were,
in what studio?
They were occupied. Here, down the hall.
Which sink did you? Both toilet rooms have a toilet in it.
There's three rooms.
Yeah,
you
dumb man.
Very uncomfortable.
It's kind of like
here it is.
I went into this bathroom. There's no toilets. There was a mop and a bunch of brooms.
I want to play this.
I would have used a bucket if that would have.
I want to play this for you
please,
and we'll hear a comment.
Hold on. Wait one second. We'll play in a second.
And what about politics?
Hold on.
So I also
bathroom and expect there to be a bathroom there.
Right. It's a little
so
odd.
So it didn't dawn on you that, like, hey, I might not be in the restroom.
Well, that's the same thing that happens to me when I'm on a plane. I don't know if you ever pee in the front of the plane, but it's very hard.
Where the pilots sit?
The arc of the bathroom is so fucking short.
Oh, yeah.
That unless you're 5'6", you can't piss there.
So I just piss in
the sink. So I'm kind of accustomed to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Then when I got into a restroom with no toilet in it.
I have no problem with piss in the sink.
Why are you guys mad at me? Just
because
I'm in your house, please.
I do dishes with piss.
Yeah, me too, dude.
That's multitasking. I'm like, oh, wow, I got to piss, and this plate looks dirty. I bet I can piss.
Anyway, I do appreciate the idea.
If a guy's on fire, you pee on him, right?
Or if there's a jellyfish sting.
Yeah, so you just pee on him.
By the way, you know that's not a real thing? The peeing on a jellyfish thing.
Don't let that get out. Stop it. Stop it.
It doesn't really help.
Yes. So can we play this, Ari?
Do what you want.
Okay.
Do what you want.
You don't find it a great
treasure trove
of
some people
material.
Do. I don't. I think the system is corrupt.
I feel like it's
all
last 15 seconds.
Anarchy is the only way we're going to change anything. Violence. Kill a politician. That's the only way you can change shit.
What?
Vote with a bullet.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah, voting is not going to make a difference. It has never. Not in 100 years.
So what would you like to see?
I'd like to see some politicians start getting murdered and reform this government.
Oh, my God.
Do one that's not corrupted. I'd like to get business out
of
government.
Hear any
of that. And they're not going to do it. The only way to do this is start killing people.
Isn't that exactly what
look around the world. How has anything changed around the world?
You're begging to kill politicians.
How has any regime
right
changed
now?
Happen around the world? Violence. That's the only way.
Violence is the only way. That's a
t-shirt. You think people in Arab countries are that much different than us?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Violence. That's the only way you depose a system that doesn't represent the people anymore.
My political party is
violence.
I think
the wonderful thing about the United States is that we can vote, and you do change
administration.
This guy's like,
doesn't do anything.
He's
yes,
lost.
Yes, it does.
You can now be arrested and never tried.
The funny thing is,
they say you're a terrorist.
There is a producer in his ear having a meltdown right now.
Who voted for
I love everything you're saying right now, Ari.
No, not shoot them all. Start shooting them until they get business out of politics.
I don't know if we shoot them.
And they start representing who we
are. I love
are,
what you're saying.
Instead of their money interests. Yeah, violence. That's the only way shit changes, man.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Look at history.
I mean, look at how we treat other countries.
Tell me when a regime has changed with
oh,
violence.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know.
I mean, I'm not trying.
That's not fair because you haven't studied this stuff.
Well, no, I'm not trying to.
I hope
you
bang this guy after this
politicians.
Interview.
I'm not trying to.
He didn't
do
want to
what
anymore.
I don't
believe that.
Do that. I would like
after
to
we talked,
change.
He didn't
so
want
I would
to anymore.
Somebody because I'm pissed off that they're shooting.
He probably wanted to suck your dick before the interview.
Yeah, you probably cock-blocked yourself with this conversation.
Even if you don't want to shoot somebody, don't vote. Voting is you saying complicitly saying I support this system, and I don't support it anymore.
Still going?
I don't.
Yeah.
We're killing people in Yemen.
Yeah, it's like
we're murdering families in Yemen.
Not a minute.
What? That aren't associated with any sort of terrorist thing. It was just an oopsie when we like killed a wedding party.
It was an oopsie.
And Obama, the fucking hope.
You're talking about old shit. That was 5 years ago. They killed that wedding party.
Do what you want. It's not going to change.
I like it, dude. Ari, that was ballsy as fuck. I just wanted to tell all of our good friends at the government, I don't agree with anything you just
said. I agree. Sam does not agree.
You know, the thing is that soldiers and politicians alike would agree with that.
Like, no, I do. I do, but they are listening now. They are listening now.
I mean, you know, maybe I'm very careful with my words. I don't call for specific people to be killed, but I just say, like, if you want to do the change, that's the way to do it.
Oh, you want me to ramble off a little?
I don't feel like that's a good platform to get behind necessarily. I think the not voting thing is a great thing. I think the thing about how corrupt the system is, we need a reset, a great thing. But maybe you could leave out the murder aspect of it, and we could just say, "Hey, let's just take their jobs away, and maybe not have corporations pretending to be government, being in charge of all that."
How are they going to give up power like that?
I think that you just have to. I mean, at a certain point, we have to. It's a weird thing. I don't know how, but the biological organism that is Congress begs to stay surviving, and so like at a certain point, it would take people. Being able to usurp that, and I guess I hadn't.
I mean, take it to the natural progression.
I thought Tate was just going to go, but yeah, I did just say usurp.
But Tate did flip flop on that. You totally said you agreed with him.
I totally agree with the idea of it, but not the. I mean, I don't think that
killing is where you draw the line.
I don't draw the line there, but I'm not saying I don't think that. I think that to incite that, like, there's so many dumb people that are out there that if you have a voice like that and you're inciting, you're going to get the wrong people. Like, there's a lot of people.
Drunk listeners.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's
guys, don't do anything stupid.
The revolution's got to be organized and kind of have a head. There's got to be someone in charge of saying, hey, on this day.
But the thing
we're going to kill a dozen high level members of Congress, Senate, business world, and banking world. And they're all going to die the same day. And then we're going to release our demands.
Guys, I got to stop the podcast because apparently people are flipping out that the fight nanny isn't on camera. And there's a
wow.
You want a revolution? You want heads on sticks?
You get the fight nanny.
You get the fight nanny on.
I see
Aaron,
that.
Any luck? No. Okay, there we go. I try.
If Aaron doesn't care. I'm sorry, listeners.
Tate, I don't know how it's going to happen. I just know that's what's going to happen.
Well, I know that
we're
not
a podcast.
We're not in
a
sustainable art.
Hours.
You know what I mean? As it is, and so it'll deteriorate on its own, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
People start like that guy who shot up at TSA. That's just a guy going, I have no other options. No one's listening to us.
Right.
I'm going to start shooting these people. And then he did.
I think also you steal enough water from the airport and you'll get back.
Another way to get back.
I mean, that's the thing. The thing you didn't bring up with that, which I do the same thing. I think I just fill my bag up and whatever. I'm going to take the water. I'm not going to buy $7 water. But the fact is that I can't believe that they're not all complicit. Like the TSA, they don't go, here's this imaginary checkpoint of where liquids are unsafe to come through.
Yeah.
And now they're fucking 800% more expensive on this side of the line.
Oh, yeah.
All, like, for sure, there's just replete with all the payoffs and fuckery you can, as if they're keeping you safe only to steal from you.
Yes, I got 100%, dude.
Absolutely right. I have an invention that I'm pitching to Steve Renazzisi, which is going to beat this whole system.
Okay.
It's a water bottle. It's 12 inches long. It's probably about that thick, and you hide it in your asshole.
Is it called the 9/11 bottle?
Yeah, it's exactly what it's called.
Interesting that you're doing that with Steve.
9 inches wide, 11 inches long, and you can just walk right through TSA with this thing in your ass, pull it right out, boom.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Bung water.
Where are you going to be, Ari?
I'm going to be in San Francisco this weekend at the Punchline, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
All right. Where are you going to be?
I'll be at several AA meetings this week.
Oh, great. Great. Tate, you got anything, any appearances coming up?
Pirate Relay for Radio. That's all I know.
Awesome.
He's on this right now.
And there's a bunch of really great TV shows that are coming out that
you're in.
That I'm in.
That's great, dude. I will be at the Irvine Comedy Festival this Friday night and just doing some appearances. Yeah. It's a little festival. What?
You're going to be doing appearances in cars where you're fucking chicks.
Is that true?
Excuse me.
Wait, can you get?
I don't know how to take that. I don't know if that was a dig or a praise. Either way, I'm in.
Whichever way it is, can I open for you on that gig?
Well, open me banging chicks in my car. Yeah, like what you drive while?
Yeah, I'll do a little 10-minute bang in the car before, and then you can come out and do 40.
I bet we've had a couple like follow ups. Like one of us went first, followed by the guy after us. There's probably been a couple.
Probably.
That could be.
I don't know how there couldn't be.
Yeah, I mean, there was a good time.
Yeah, those
were good times.
Those are the good old
days. The Comedy Store was packed last night. I mean, packed on a Monday night. Packed. Packed. Gabriel Iglesias did a free show in the main room. I don't know why.
So sad I missed that.
He did a free show.
Free show?
Yeah. I don't know, and he packed it out. And I guess they're moving Tony's show into the main room.
Yeah, they've been talking about that for a while. I think that's a bad move, but whatever. We'll see.
Hey, dude. I think.
Why? He wants to get bigger, but he's not like. Then what does it become? Or he wants to start filming it.
I have no idea.
I don't know what he's doing, but hey, dude. I mean, it just Monday night was cracking at the store. But I still miss the golden era of just fucking cocaine and bad decisions.
That's a problem. When the main room's open, you can't fuck back there.
Well, you can't do it anymore. The management shuts the doors. They lock it down.
There's only like three places you can fuck now. And
hey,
one of them's outside.
I need access to the back because I need to fuck someone. Here's her picture. Here's when she was tested for HPV. And
and she's wearing a turtle backpack. And yeah. I'm going to get my dick.
We will need 42 minutes
camera.
And I will check in with you when I'm done.
Oh, you're going to fuck for 42 minutes?
I need 42 minutes. I will see you in four. Yeah. The other 38 minutes, let the room air out.
And I'd like her kicked out right afterwards.
Yeah. And please ban her from the time she... When you see a woman leaving crying, ban her. She knows too much. Let's do some quick sponsorship. And then, dude, what a week of sports. We had a crazy week of sports. We had the Canelo fight. UFC coming up. We had a UFC fight that went down. So, guys... Now's the time to bet. We got 198 coming up, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs. So go to betdsi.com. Use the code PUNCHDRUNK. That gets you $10. And if anybody, congratulations to everybody that listened to me when I said, here's the code, get free $10. Throw your money on Canelo in under 8 rounds, and you're welcome. A few people listened to me and did that, so... For once, I was right.
By the way, did you watch the fight?
I watched it.
It was, the judging was horrible. What's his name? The guy who does it for HBO. All right, I got the five. Five, nine.
Harold.
Five, dude, would you not agree that up to that point, Khan was winning the rounds?
In my opinion, if he didn't get knocked out in a sixth round, let's say the sixth round wasn't, take away the knockout, and it was to Canelo, it was 3-3.
I had it as like, I was watching it at Sal's. I had it like 5-1.
4, 5, 6 were Canelo. 4, 5, 6 were Canelo.
Anyways, it was crazy. So go to, go on.
Go to betdsi.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNK, that gets you $10 to bet with. And guess who's in the house? Our good friend from Caveman Coffee, Tate Fletcher.
Hi, how are you,
You want to save 15% on some of the best coffee on the fucking planet? You want to drink the coffee that Joe Rogan and Tate Fletcher drinks? You won't be as cool as them, but you'll be as caffeinated as they are. go to cavemancoffeeco.com, use the code PUNCHDRUNKSPORTS. And apparently it's been off for a little while, but Tate's going to get that fixed. He's already texting people right now.
Tate.
Yeah.
My friend Tebow sleeps on a pile of leaves. Can you work with us and get this fighter and the kid fucking off this? Can we fuck with their code?
What happened? We're going to get to that. We are going to...
I don't know what's happened.
Well, we'll get to that. Trust me, because we got a plan.
It's a logical revolution. Let's bypass their stuff, so when anybody uses theirs, it comes through to us.
Yeah, can we do that for like a month?
They wouldn't even notice it!
We'll still have some go to them. That's smart.
A little.
They're like, hey, wow, we made $5 the last year on Caveman Coffee, but it's better than nothing. That's gas money for our helicopters.
They just think people are down.
And we know gas for helicopters aren't cheap, so I don't want to shit too much on Fighter and the Kid with their helicopters and their 9 Porsches. But yeah, can we divert some of their funds into our Pockies?
I mean, aren't they already doing that? Doesn't Brian Callen give you a little piece of all his t-shirt sales?
No.
He said he was doing that.
That nigga doesn't give me a piece of a high five.
I just saw him in Dallas, and he said completely he's here supporting you guys. Like, he said that you guys are going to start saying that they're one of the sponsors of the show.
Maybe we should say Fire and Kids sponsors this show.
Yep.
Sponsored by...
Yeah. Why can't we have another sports podcast sponsor?
And you know what they can pay us in? Blood and teeth!
I would have taken Tears.
I like how
Tears is good, too. Tears is good. Tears comes before blood and teeth. A lot of crying, a lot of we're sorry, and here comes Tate and Joe.
Ari, how much money do you think if you sell a House of Blues you make?
$30,000?
Which,
if you sell out a House of Blues?
Yeah.
Was a huge thing. I mean, yeah, it's everyone they're doing. Too. They've got like 8 different dates that they've met,
San Diego,
right?
House
so
of Blues
it's probably
small.
A cumulative package.
Oh, you think they get a set fee?
Yeah, like they go to San Diego, they go to Houston, they go to Dallas, and they probably go, okay, for all of these shows, you get X amount of dollars or whatever.
No, I bet it's a door deal where you have to pay a certain amount just to get in, like $4,000 or $5,000, and then after ticket sales come back, then you make money after. I know those things, like if you just do a few people, you lose a shitload of money.
Huh.
So I bet it's like per however much they do it. They sell out, they probably make the most they can.
Like it was what? What number? If you had to throw a number.
How big is the House of Blues? Is it one of those 1,000 ones or 350 ones?
I think it's the 1,000 ones.
Which one is it?
I mean, you've seen their huge theaters they're playing now.
That San Diego one's small, though. I mean, there are bars in L.A. that are bigger than that San Diego one. The L.A. one
I sold out the Foundation Room one, so that's like 5 people.
I know. Would you have a dinner party?
I banged a fat chick in there one time, and we were holding the door. She's holding the door, and then somebody walked through this door, and I'm like, dude, I can only hold. And so he's like, my bad, and he walked right out.
Damn.
Yeah, I used to be the guy that chicks wanted to bang when they just wanted to get weird, like cross shit off their list.
When did that change? Are you not still that guy?
I'm not. Dude, when do I hang out? I got a girlfriend. I go home.
I hear that.
And I just sleep. And I listen to her breathe, and I go, one of these days.
One of these days.
One of these days, that annoying sound's going to stop. It's going to stop soon, babe. And then it's my time to shine. Yeah, keep breathing in and out, twat. Keep on sucking wind, babe. One of these days, man, it's my time in the sun, you breathing little... Oh, God, Fighter and the Kid, you're going to get what's coming here.
Guys, also go to punchdrunksports.com. Use the Amazon link. You got to do some shopping. Maybe you forgot to buy your fucking cunt mom a goddamn Mother's Day gift.
Come on, dude.
Not my cunt. Theirs.
No, Sam, yours.
No.
She's not a cunt, you don't forget.
No. Ari, please don't say that about my mom.
Go to Amazon. So if you're going to do any shopping, click on punchdrunksports.com first, then click the Amazon link, and buy your beautiful mother an apology letter for all the...
Holy fuck, it's
That's
savage in here.
Hey, welcome to Punch. And I have one more thing that I would like to say for our friends in Canada. I was talking to our good friends in Canada. And
all of them?
They're going through a lot.
Yeah.
And with all these fires and all this. And
Alberta.
And,
don't we have our own fires in America?
80,000
Raptor series. They're going through a lot of shit. They lost Game 4.
Well, hang
in Miami.
Because I'm going somewhere with this. 80,000 people are without a home, and yeah, the fires, and that's all bad. But that's not what Canada's real problem is. And if you want to go to www.redcross.ca and donate whatever you can, this is the first time in the history of the NHL a Canadian team has not made the playoffs.
Oh my God.
They are dying up there, you guys.
I feel bad.
Is that a coincidence that they don't make the NHL playoffs, a sport they fucking invented in their shitty weather?
And then God lights us fire.
It's freezing there all the time, and the entire country catches on fire when they don't make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Is she?
I mean, I'm not saying God thinks you're a little too nice.
Let's power rank Canada's problems.
Not making the playoffs in the NHL. There's not a person in Canada that wouldn't say that. GSP is retired.
Even people that are walking out of their ashes that used to be their home would be like...
4, maybe 5.
Fuck.
Oh, lost their homes, everything burned down, all the death. That's like 6 or 7.
Okay. Uh-huh. How about the fact that they have funny money? Where's that? You ever see their money?
It doesn't look real. I was just in Vancouver last weekend, and it's like... Like, how is this $400?
Did I just pass
hilarious.
Go, make $200
yeah,
with this?
Right. Last time I was there, I exchanged money, and I'm like, 4 of my friends were on dollar bills. Ari, you're on their 20. And I'm like, how is Ari on their 20? And they're like, hey, welcome to K. Watch out for the fires, eh?
Hey, so real quick, seriously, help them out. Canada loves Punch Drunk.
And we love them, man. And I know you guys are going
through that. Go to redcross.ca.
Yep.
And that's not California, that's Canada. And make a donation.
$2 helps. $5 helps.
$0.50.
$5 anything. Is a bunch of water for a thing of water for a family or whatever. Whatever you can do would help. If there's ever
Did
a time to not give any money
is
to
a,
Fighter
is a
and the
thing
Kid.
Of water for the family.
I'm just.
Did
I mean,
you price that out somewhere? Like
$5 in Canada. How much water is swimming that? Pool. Like, it's maybe a swimming pool in Canada.
No, Canada's
not
more
like
expensive.
You're going to Colombia.
Well, it depends where.
No, it really doesn't. It's the same money across the whole country.
Well, I'm just saying, but if, compared to L.A., $5 water compared to like some Saskatchewan shithole.
Okay. Hey, also, if you guys want to follow Punch Drunk on Instagram, the Fight Nanny has taken one picture so far. She's going to be taking multiple. Have you taken any pictures for the Instagram?
You want me to do it right now?
Yeah, that's why I gave you that.
Stupid fucking idiot. Get your head out of your ass.
You did not specify. Someone just posted a photo already.
Why don't you? Okay.
So I don't know who's in charge, but somebody just did a photo.
I miss Frank. That's what's going on here. Take some pictures. Wow.
Go look at what just happened. There's
already
a picture.
Yeah, but you're supposed to take pictures.
But look at this. Why would you want more than one of this? Look at how beautiful you guys look. Why would you want more than one of these posted?
Let me see.
Let me see.
Well, Ari needs a picture of himself, I guess.
Yeah, but you're.
And that's on our account?
That was posted like 6 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Who took it?
I have no idea.
Probably somebody who cares about the show.
I don't know
somebody
who's in
charge.
Somebody
else has access to our account?
Yeah. A fucking Mexican Mormon in Utah.
Oh.
So you want me to just make a bunch of the same photo over and over?
No. How about you have a different angle? You could do Instagram videos?
Sam's got a great point.
What?
It is the same exact picture.
Okay.
Oh my
so
God,
I don't, how did that guy get it, though?
Side. I don't know.
Who knows, man? Who knows? maybe it's because we gave out our code to Punch Drunk Sports on Instagram because it's GSP number one. Maybe that's what we did, and now everybody knows our code. So please log into Punch Drunk. GSP number one is the code. Post whatever the fuck you want, man. But send money to Canada, you dipshits.
Post whatever you want.
It's not our code.
I think you're doing great.
I think you're doing great.
I'd like everybody to know that I'm right here right now, and this is unscripted. That's
Sam,
all.
No,
just
this
off
is
the cuff
100% scripted.
I logged on to here too. I will post all the time. You're gonna regret that.
No, I'm not gonna. I thought you're on. I thought you have your own Instagram.
I do, but you can log on to multiple Instagrams.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, Tate, here's the thing that we've been talking about. Here's the thing we've been talking about. What we want to do is take back what's ours.
Okay, which is
the fans, the caveman coffee relationship, as Sam opens up a delicious caveman coffee. I don't recall Fighter and the Kid doing this free promo for you.
Actually, I've seen the show. They do have them on their table every
episode. They drinking them and opening them and
really?
Talking
Thank
about it repeatedly?
You, Candace,
they do.
Well,
can we kill her
I'm
mic?
On their side.
Can we kill her
Appreciate
mic, please?
You.
Yeah.
Appreciate
they
you.
Do. They always have
her.
It out.
Kill her mic.
I'm trying to have us unite.
I'm about to follow Punch Drunk
Sports. Let's kill her mic. All right. Can we get a vote? All right, what's your vote?
Killer.
Yep, killer Mike.
Killer.
You guys wanted to see her, now you don't even get to hear her.
Ari just straight up said killer.
Oh, wow, I can't even hear it. Wow, that's weird. That's weird. So, yeah, don't listen to the person on our show wearing a Fighter and the Kid shirt talking about how great they are and how much she wants to get double
You are
by
wearing
them.
A Fighter and a Kid
fucking
shirt.
Dick. What a
you are
dick.
Fucking race traitor.
So.
Finisher.
Here's our plan.
Okay, what's the plan?
This is the first you're hearing of it, so I want to make sure that you're in. I know you're in.
I'm in. I don't even know the
We're
plan.
Going to surprise attack them. Now, Sam went in, and he was a guest on their show, and he kind of pulled a Trojan horse and got some intel for us.
Trojan horse.
Yep.
I got a lot of intel.
Sam, you went on their show. What happened on the show? What did you guys talk about?
We talked about just... You know, living and loving and believing in yourself.
Living, loving, and believing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. This is just.
Let's stop the show. We got to take a picture of Fight Nanny.
Is it back?
Hang on.
It's back on. He was spotting their weaknesses.
What?
My mic's back on.
What?
We don't have to stop the show for that. We're good at multitasking.
Well, we were talking to Sam, and now he's over here doing a fucking photo shoot for your dumbass.
Jesus.
Oh, there's
everybody stop.
We need them. They are powerful people.
No, I don't.
We need them on our side. They're powerful.
Or we can take, you ever see Game of Thrones? Any other kingdoms say that? No, they don't. They take what's theirs. And that's what we're doing. So what we're going to do is, because they trust Sam and they know him, We're going to send Sam in the first
wave
of attacks.
Wait, they both know and trust Sam?
Yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So we're going to send Sam in the first wave of attack, and he's going to use his face like a catcher's mitt and absorb all
their
punches.
I don't like this idea.
Wait, are they punching? Right? Why would they punch when he walks in?
He's going to attack. He's going to come in to attack. He's like, I heard you guys been taking our caveman coffee money. And when they stand up, Sam's going to lean in with his chin. Like that?
Why would he do that?
Bam, 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 bam. To tire him out.
Is that true, Sam?
You got to hear the whole three waves tape.
Oh, okay. All right.
No. So they tire him. They
we're
tire
voting
out.
On this, and my vote counts the
his
most.
Voice, oh, his vote okay. does count. So they tire out on Sam's face. That's when the second wave comes in.
They being Brian and Brendan.
Yeah, they're tired from fucking working okay. him out. They okay. work him out good, right? They work him out good. Then our second wave comes in, which is our other two favorite hosts of this show, you and Joe Rogan.
Oh, okay.
You guys come in when they're tired. You guys kick the living fuck out of these turkeys.
Just no mercy. Like nope. None.
No mercy.
None.
I like the way you're coaching from a reclined position.
Yeah, because he's got to rest for the third wave.
Okay.
So they're fucking beat up. Sam's in the corner in a pile of his own tears and piss. Then wave three comes in, me and Ari, and we just put our like feet on their chest while they're on the ground, and we just go, that's right! And then that's it. And then we take back what's ours.
Do we have insurance on this show?
How are you going to say that, Ari, when you say that's right?
Yeah, what's your move?
Well, I mean, it could let me wait the moment hit me, but I think if I had to plan it, it would be like, that's what you get, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Really cold and quiet. And
like, I like that.
Oh, you're going to go Yin Yang's twins on it? Like,
yeah, I'll be like, tell your friends, like but then I like stomp that. Their necks so they couldn't tell anyone. That'd be irony.
But then I think it's only fair because, really, we wouldn't be in that position if it wasn't for Sam's rearranged face now. And now he looks like a fucking M.C. Escher painting or something.
I look like a Picasso. That's what you were trying to say.
We pick Sam up like old WWF. No, you ever see an M.C. Escher painting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I look like a stairway.
So it looks like he's melted.
Oh, yeah, he has more than one fucking painting, bro.
Okay,
his early work.
Yeah.
His blue period.
Some of his chalk drawings. So then we pick up Sam like old WWF when a guy's knocked out and like Dangerous Danny Davis and somebody like just picks the guy up and puts him on top for the pin.
Yeah.
We'll throw you across their body for and then we can have Fight Nanny come in and stick her face in there and then you can take a hot photo of you guys.
I wonder whose side she'll be on then.
No, I'm on our
she's
side.
She's a traitor. You
I'm
know
on
whose side she'll
side.
Be on.
No.
She's just going to be there crying.
No,
she's gonna
question
be on her
about
knees.
It. Stop it. I'm on our side.
Go ahead, finish your thought.
I'm on our side.
Who's
that's
our?
Your thought. That's
Punch
your thought.
Drunk.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay. No, I picture her
I
like,
think we all need to be teams. I am Punch Drunk.
Oh, I can tell you're Punch Drunk with a fighter in the kid's shirt.
Because we're going to be team. We need them. Maybe we can open up for them.
How much did that sweatshirt cost?
That's right. Or we could headline and do it all our own.
Well,
Killer Mike.
I would.
Killer Mike.
Killer Michael. Killer.
Killer Mike.
Killer Mike the Rapper?
I never thought I'd say this before, so but I miss a Mexican. I never thought I would say it.
This is so
never.
Great.
Not Mexican in the yard. So not a Mexican selling me churros.
This is great. This is so great.
I don't even remember what my fucking point was. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Candace will be like Canelo Alvarez was after he knocked that guy the fuck out, just on his knees right in front of him, just crying. Please wake up. Please don't be dead. Please, what will I wear?
This is great.
So you watched the fight. You went to
I did. I watched the cells. I watched the fight.
And Ari, you don't give a flying fuck about boxing.
Yeah, I would way rather watch a street fight.
Well, that was damn near
totally.
And you're not as much of a combat sports guy as you are. You're not a big boxing fan. I know Joe's a huge boxing fan.
I don't,
but you don't
think
care.
That it's super exciting. No.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of hugging.
It just doesn't.
Why
make,
is there
to me, it
so
doesn't
much
make
hugging.
Sense.
That 155-160 division.
I think it's because they both respect each other, the sport they're in, so they like to like.
I just
show
saw
each
a great
other.
Thing.
What
for boxing up in Vancouver? They just did Ellis Mania.
Yeah.
And you got to see some awesome stuff there. There's musical chair fights.
Yeah, I've done that.
There was. You were in that.
Yeah.
Fantastic, man. What's the snapping about?
Oh, he does that when Sam's looking at stuff and not paying attention.
What do you want me to say?
Oh.
Okay.
That's his move.
He's like the teacher.
What about, yeah. He's,
can I look at the phone?
That's what he is.
I feel like if you're going to mutter to yourself, we should kill your mic.
No, that's why I stopped talking.
Kill her, Michael. Kill that mic.
So you were in Vancouver?
Yeah, man. It was fun as shit, man.
Ellis is the shit.
Dude,
you
and
were
Canada
in 2 years
is
ago
great.
Or last
Vancouver's
year?
Nice, man.
A year and a half ago.
Then they did a defend what?
Ellis guarantees that Sam would beat me at MMA.
Wait, Ellis guaranteed that?
Yep.
He's like, well, he didn't say I guarantee. He's just
these
like,
two have had a fight coming up for like a year and a half, and Ellis told Ari, he's like, dude, you have no shot at beating Sam.
I told other people that too. Ari has no shot at beating Sam.
I feel like, do you have prep time and are you willing to work, Ari?
No.
Yeah, Sam will beat the brakes off you.
I like the sound.
This is Ari's only hope is getting me in the first couple seconds. That's it. He gets me down and somehow smothers me. That's his only hope.
No, I think that his only hope is like
your own fat. Your own fat. I put it over your mouth.
I feel like if he lasted, he would do better. But no, I feel like he wouldn't last.
He has no cardio, dude.
You're not a cardio king.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
He's doing boxing.
I'm just saying. Working on you tried to put your hands together a little bit. You've had some training, to whereas Ari had 4 classes of jiu-jitsu 8 years ago.
Yeah. Right. Before he blew his knee out.
Whatever.
And broke
his foot. And he got all the things, right? Concussed, knee blown out, ringworm in multiple places and staff. Like, I'm like, I haven't had that many problems in years. So, like, in like 3 classes, he got everything.
Not to mention he farts a quart of blood every fucking time.
I heard you had anal problems. What's going on, Ari?
Oh, bad.
It's
bad.
So bad.
What's happening?
No, I shot yesterday. I didn't bleed at all.
Well, that's a success.
This guy keeps calling.
Let's take this call before
let's take
this
a
guy
call.
Calls 1,000 times.
Yo, you're on with Punch Drunk Sports and Tate Fletcher from Caveman Coffee. 714.
714. Where are you calling from?
Hey, bro. 714, bro.
Bro, what's up, John, bro?
Hey, I actually had a question for Tate.
All right.
So there are different levels of coffee places, right? So you have like these retail stores like Starbucks and Peet's Coffee.
And then you have
these higher level coffee stores like Intelligentsia.
Okay.
So what's the main difference between those two? Like, well, how come Starbucks is able to sell their shit for so cheap when...
Cheap?
Yeah,
man.
It's weird. This is the day and age that we live in where right now where you can buy a $4 cup of coffee and people are like, it's so cheap.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Have you been to a gas station?
It's interesting.
You can buy the same amount of coffee for $2.
Or a dollar.
Yeah.
My point is, like, why is there such a price discrepancy between Starbucks and, like, some higher level shit?
Tell them, Tate.
Are they doing, like, some scandalous shit that I don't know about?
This guy thinks it's a conspiracy theory.
Isn't it just
yeah? What are you looking? Are you looking for chemtrails right now? I'm not the guy. But like, it's just the difference with buying in bulk or buying like if you have single sourced beans. Like there's a lot of variables. Coffee is I think the number one or number two most highest traded commodity right now in the world.
Yeah, that
it's a huge fucking market.
Nuclear weapons.
And nuclear weapons are the number one or number two?
They're two. It goes coffee, the nuclear weapon.
Wow.
Yeah,
crazy. It's like crazy.
And those are two things that should not go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You drink 3 of these caveman coffee nitros, and then you have the keys to end the world?
You want the guy with the keys a little relaxed.
I love that guy. I love John, bro. He usually has great phone calls, but it's like you called in and you don't know why some coffee's more expensive than other coffees. Well, why don't you go buy Starbucks? It's like white people crack house. There's a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's like a line out the door.
Uh-huh.
What they do is they get into your law. You're like, oh, this is only two. When they first come in, oh, $2-3 coffee. And then they get you hooked. Next thing you know, it's a $5 cup of coffee. Right?
Yeah, it's retarded.
I'd rather have this stuff. This is the good shit.
I'd rather have that, too.
This is the good shit.
God, Ari, even straight on your nose is humongous.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, man.
It looks like a
Do girls like to sit on your face? Like rub your... is that a thing for you?
When you're laying on your back, if you're outside, does it start snowing at the top of your nose?
Here's what we're doing. Ari, look forward, please. Look forward. Stay right there. This is where you sit. You put your... like kind of taint right there.
Okay,
right?
I'm already in.
There.
Okay, and then your dick is laid up over his forehead.
The clit, the nose rocks the clit, and then the fur right here just kind of works the. The technical term I think is mud flaps. Works the mud flaps.
No,
so you
I'd
got
like
the,
to,
the fucking clit worker. He's just breathing in pussy hole air. And then they ride like.
Why do we want to reward this prick? I want to go the opposite way. I want to sit on his face. I'm going to go same move. I'm going to put my taint right in his fucking beard chin. And then I'm going to jam my dick right into that big pussy he calls a schnoz.
Whoa, you're going to put your dick inside there?
Who couldn't? We could both fuck his foot.
Oh, here's that's
like
what
a,
you do.
That's like a double barrel. Look at that. That's a double barrel fleshlight right there.
Tebow, here's what you do. Sit on his face. His nose in your asshole.
Oh, I love the sound of this.
He's eating your taint.
I don't know if I can take
you
that much.
You whack off onto all that fucking...
Yeah. I love the sound of this.
Is that a good grunt or a bad?
The worst part about it was I was imagining Ari with his shirt off.
Oh, let me ask Tate. Oh, yeah, that is the worst part.
It's bad.
Somebody
wait, is shirt part. On or shirt off? Because I don't know if I can come the other way.
Somebody said it best on this show. I don't know who it was. They said Ari's body looks like a melting candle.
Nick Youssef.
That's
rude. I don't think so, Ari. You look great.
Of the three of us on this show, Ari, Sam, and I, if you had to get made love to by one of us... Now, you're not fucking us.
Get made love to.
Yes, yep. It's loving. It's cuddling. We're inside of you. We're whispering sweet nothings. Maybe sopping up some...
I feel like there's a call we should take.
Yeah, Ari, get
all
off
right,
your
we'll
fucking
get back
call.
To
I'm not on my phone.
No, mine's not.
What?
Whose?
It was Tate.
Tate, you motherfucker. Oh, so unprofessional.
What?
Hey.
My phone was ringing in the studio.
Oh.
Oh, my God. We got a call from the 209. Who is this?
209.
Buffalo. No.
What's up, Tate? What's up, Sam?
What up, dude?
Ari, what's up? What's up, brother? Mike, Manny, how you all doing today?
Hello.
Yeah,
we're doing great.
Who says y'all in the 209?
Y'all is, there's a lot of country in the
We got a lot of country. We don't got no country around here. We got a bunch of meth up here,
man. We don't
got
no country.
We ain't got no country up here, man. We just driving our trucks, telling black people get out of our country, and throwing potatoes at Mexicans, man. But ain't no country up here. We're just listening to country music, wearing cowboy hats, and we got straw in our mouth. That's 209, man. No country up here.
209 for life. What's up?
You guys excited about UFC 200?
200? Or 200, we got 198, 199 before that.
198's coming up, but I'm excited about Jones and Cormier.
Me too.
I don't know if Jones is going to be able to take him this time.
Do you feel like that is like he had the worst, like his leg is going to come off injury, and then all of a sudden he's cleared to fight again? He's ready? Didn't he need surgery or something? What's going on with Cormier? It smells fishy
Jones?
As fuck.
Oh, he said he put in stem cells.
Put magic in, and he's better.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it seems like then it was a fake injury to begin with.
Well, you know what,
because guess what doesn't exist? Magic, motherfucker.
You know what? He was very upset after the fight. He goes, I believe if I could have gotten him into this fight, I would have fucking beat him.
I think that he was scared for that fight, and then he wanted to see, is this a new, because nobody saw John like that kind of shredded. In shape, like just diesel. I think he was scared to death, and he's like, I want to see what he looks like first before I take him, so I'm going to fake a knee injury. I don't know. To come back from a knee injury that quickly, that's unheard of.
Is that something you can do?
He was able to fight, and then a month and a half later, he's able to fight?
Ari, is that not fishy?
How would you go around faking it? How would you get away with that as far as sanctioning? And, like, would you have to get, like, a separate doctor's opinion?
I have no idea. There's so much fuckery that goes on there, though. It's just whatever. There's people eager for the fights. You're going to get another fight. The only thing you're risking is that perhaps you – don't get asked to come back, but for sure they're going to ask Cormier to come back.
Absolutely.
And, you know.
443, you're calling in. What's up?
What's up? My name is Austin from Maryland. I got a question for Tate Fletcher.
Yes, yeah. You're on with Tate Fletcher of K-Man.
Maryland, how are you? Are you in Annapolis?
Okay.
And Butt Pirates the Musical.
Are you Tate in Annapolis, Maryland? Is that what you said?
Oh, no. Westminster, Towson, Baltimore area.
Right on.
Ellicott City.
All right, So, dude, any mustache-growing tips?
Oh, great question.
Mustache-growing tips? Is this 20-year-old Austin?
What's up, Danny? Nice to hear your voice.
Hi. Hey, shut up, man. He doesn't even have facial hair, so you got to really give him some tips.
Hilarious. He's only 20?
Yeah, he's 20. Oh.
Are you old enough to be calling into this show?
Do you eat pussy?
I'm on the family plan, so yeah, I think so.
What does that mean?
Well, excuse me, I asked you if you ate pussy, and you said you're on the family plan.
What does that mean? You eat your cousin's box? Yeah. Yep.
He's the one that lives with his mom. Have I ever eaten pussy before? I can I'll just say yeah.
Okay, you can't say, recollect a distant memory. You need to be continually in there getting pussy on your face.
That's his little mustache.
This guy, he shrugged it off too. Yeah. I'll just say.
I mean, you ask me my opinion. I'm saying.
I gotta be honest with you. I don't like this millennial calling in and like giving us attitude when we're trying to help you, and you're like, yeah, I made pussy. Yeah, you called our show, talked to our guest, and asked us about how to grow a mustache, and then we asked you if you ate pussy. You kind of, right? You kind of,
I mean, somewhat. You know, yeah, maybe. Give or take.
Let's just assume I have.
Let's define pussy.
Yeah. This guy's acting like we're interviewing him about whether he murdered somebody. Let's just say you were there at this time.
Tripoli, before we get, because there's so much USC to talk about, I'd say we, like, maybe close up with that. But what do you think? I read an article today, and I want to know what you think about this. Sorry. The Las Vegas mayor is extremely confident.
I love it.
That the Raiders are moving to Vegas.
Yeah.
Keep that garbage team in a garbage town.
Okay, can I hang up on this caller too? What do you
want them to go to Vegas?
If they can't get a deal in Oakland, that stadium is an embarrassment for one of the pillars of the NFL.
Not NFL stadium.
Look at Ari's getting up. He's so excited.
Yeah. They're terrible.
I love Vegas. I would love to have the Raiders in Vegas.
I'm shocked that Oakland can afford to have a professional sports team.
They barely can.
Dude, they just opened a giant arena where they just had a UFC fight.
All the seats.
What?
They're going to pop the whole stadium to high rollers.
That's fine.
I don't give a
shit.
That's
fine. Now, my problem with it is this.
Yes.
Every time anybody in the NFL has gotten busted and gotten in trouble and gotten in some legal trouble or has just vanished and then like didn't show up or something.
I'm waiting to
hear
this.
They're always in Vegas.
No, they're not, dude. They're not.
Okay.
Ray Lewis didn't kill some guy in fucking Vegas.
Well, I mean, dude, there's fucking
Ray Rice didn't punch anybody in Vegas.
There's 1,600 people in the NFL.
Yeah, but the notion that it only happens in Vegas is ridiculous. It happens.
I didn't say only.
You said every time, for
every single time someone could be like, well, I mean, you know, Ray Carruth killed his ex-girlfriend in North Carolina. It's like, but then there's Johnny Manziel busted three times in Vegas.
Miami's fucking not like that.
Miami, Atlanta.
Yep. I'm just saying, what you're doing is you have all these major cities with all of these high profile players and people that some of these young guys have the tendency to get in trouble. I mean, they do it in their college towns, too. And now you put them permanently in a place. And where I want to equate that to is just like, that's like me hanging out at the Comedy Store for 400 nights in a row and not having a spot.
So that's kind of like how you are right now.
I've been to the Comedy Store.
Oh, my boy.
Saturday when you saw me is the last time I've been there in 2 weeks.
It was a joke.
Oh, boy.
Listen, here's what I'm telling you, dude.
But I'm saying it's the same thing. That's why I don't do it. That's why I can't do it.
I'm going to tell you something, dude. If the Raiders move to Vegas,
not a good town to
they're going to be under such a spotlight. Anywhere those guys move, someone's going to know about it.
Do you think they're going to have a set of rules that only applies to them?
No, they'll just the NFL and the Raiders will have a fucking thing going on where these guys will be monitored everywhere they go. They're going to just be monitored.
Which is separate rules for them.
I feel like this is the saddest conversation ever. It's like you're talking about predominantly, for sure, upper class, basically millionaires.
You give a 21-year-old $20 million.
That are grown adults, and we're worried about what city they're in based on their welfare of what they'll do to themselves. I don't see the problem.
I don't either. The truth is, you can't do anything in Vegas that you can't do everywhere else. It's just the truth.
You'll be filmed on it everywhere.
What? With the exception of drinking
Do it in Vegas
all day.
Because there'll be video for everybody. Like they say that if you're in Vegas, you're filmed 20 like 17 or 20 hours a day, something like that.
Yeah.
So all the time except that you're in your hotel room asleep. And maybe then, too. Yeah. You're being fucking filmed.
I hope they're filming.
Let all those
I'm
people have train
room.
Wrecks in Vegas. That'll be the best football team ever. That'll be a live TV show that you can just stream.
Yep. I think.
Oh, yeah. That Hard Knocks would be great.
Would be great.
What about
3 hours post?
Miami, dude, with all those nightclubs, all those after hours, sure. All those Latinas, sure. All those strip clubs.
And a lot of.
Atlanta's like that.
That sounded racist the way you said Latinas.
I did.
Atlanta's
hot
like
Mexican
that.
Ass.
There's been a lot of trouble in Atlanta. There's been a lot of
those
trouble in Miami.
Those are not Mexicans
no
in
different.
Miami.
I mean, I'm saying, like, you give a 20-year-old $8 million and now access to gamble 24 hours a day. I don't know.
I think it'll tell you what. It'll take the people, like, the Peyton Mannings of the world not going to get in trouble.
No, of course not. They never do.
The people who could have gotten in trouble will now have so much more access
yeah,
to
good.
Get in trouble.
So they'll burn it out quicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Honestly. I don't care. If you can't handle yourself
yeah,
and your money,
too.
That's on you.
Yep. Yeah. Good luck, motherfucker.
I would rather have
guess
them.
Guess what? Life's hard. Sorry you're dumb. Yeah. Bye.
You gotta work out.
I'd rather have them in Vegas.
Why?
I just would. It's closer. I think it's cooler. I don't like Oakland Stadium.
Too.
I don't like Oakland. I don't like Oakland Stadium.
They can't be in L.A. See, here's the thing about Los Angeles.
They'll have the dopest
stadium.
You need
an AFC team. I was listening to Colin Cowherd. There's no AFC teams in the really big markets. It's all the NFC teams.
That's
the Cowboys, the New York Giants, the Washington Redskins.
The Jets.
The
Boston,
Jets, that's
Boston.
It.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, but look at
Boston,
the NFC is
the
in
Jets.
Way bigger markets than the AFC. They need an AFC team in L.A.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, that's... They need... It should be the Raiders, but if it can't be in L.A., I want to be in Vegas. And I'd like a basketball team in Vegas, too.
I would like
the Clippers in Vegas.
Oh, stop that talk.
Wait, the Jets, the fucking Patriots.
Let the Lakers go to Vegas.
It's never going to happen.
Fuck them. I fucking hate the Lakers
What
so
do you
much.
Hate more, the fight nanny hitting on our listeners or the Lakers?
Lakers.
Lakers.
Whoa, that's a lot of hatred.
Lakers.
That's a lot of hatred.
Dude, if the Lakers plane just like did like, what was that, golfer?
Oh, by the way, Ari went on ESPN and said he loves when Lakers die too. So he is on record.
I got a question for you, Ari.
That is true.
Kobe Bryant, rapist or not a rapist?
Rapist.
Why do you say
consistent
that?
Consistent rapist. I say he's raped.
You
more
say
than
consistent
just the one
that came out rapist.
He raped the Lakers for 5 years.
That was funny. I don't see how you're not an opener over there at the Comedy Store.
I never will be, and I never even care to be anymore. Come see me at the Improv. I'll be there Sunday.
He's on fire.
Sunday. What do you think? You say
fire.
A consistent.
You guys.
We're here.
Oh, breaking news!
Wait! We got breaking news, Ari.
Yeah, no, that's not the one.
How
no.
many breaking news sound effects it's, can we have?
Ladies and gentlemen, breaking news, Athari Shafir.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Sexy. Just ease into it.
You
we got
some
gang
news.
Information
a
coming your way.
Slow grind breaking news for you.
You ain't never heard anything like this before, because it's breaking news.
Not breaking news.
What's in the juice?
here's the real breaking news, just so you know.
Oh, shit. This real breaking news?
No.
Real breaking news.
So much.
News.
This is a gangbang of breaking news right now.
This just in. Kobe Bryant never stopped raping.
Oh.
And that's breaking news.
As he was
Ari
raping
Shafir.
Ari, did he go, can't stop, won't stop? Did he just yell
can't
that the
stop,
whole time?
Won't stop raping.
Can't stop,
I
won't stop.
I wonder why Fighter and the Kid is doing better.
What? So do I. That's a great point.
That's a really good question.
Tate's baffled too.
Yeah,
and that's why you're gonna come in like a tornado of fists and teeth.
We keep it real. We don't want to be big
really,
and famous. We want to keep it real.
Compared to Callan's breaking news, this is way better, clear, concise.
Our breaking news is
he's not even trying to sound
be
smart.
Real.
Yeah, Colin can ramble for a long time.
No.
Yeah, we're straight to
Kobe
the point.
Also raped white women.
Whoa!
And raping white women.
Oh, that's our other breaking news song.
Yeah.
Fuck you. That's what we think about.
He's also raping white
Kobe.
Women to church and have families.
What? He rapes people in churches?
Church going, yeah, with good grades. They get good grades. It's all people he rapes.
Not just good grades, but good, good, good grades.
Are you stuttering? Yeah, are you stuttering?
Good, 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 good grades. You look like you're Shaggy. Just saw a ghost. A ghost. Scoopy. Zoinks.
All right, guys. Don't send this on me.
Hey, Ari, show Tate your new belt buckle. Wait till you see this fucking
thing. Oh, I can't wait to see it. Let me get my mouth open. Oh, my God.
We don't need to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Now, hold on real quick.
Look at those Globetrotter shorts.
Look at that. Come over here, Ari. Ari, I want to see your nuts real quick.
What are you, a Globetrotter?
Come here. Ari, put down your nuts. Now, look at now.
But what's your
butt?
What's your butthole look like, though?
No, you don't want to see that.
Yes, you do.
I totally do.
No, really.
There's dried blood on it.
Ow!
How's it look today?
Ow!
He never cleans.
I don't. There's blood and shit.
Oh,
he's awful.
Your asshole, Tate. Look you at shampoo Tate. Your asshole. Do you shampoo your asshole? Do you really, dude? Tate, do you shampoo your asshole?
Oh, my God. You didn't just see what I saw. We can't have the same conversation.
We saw it last week. It was
holy fuck.
I think only you and I saw that. Maybe Aaron.
Oh, my God.
I almost threw up.
Oh.
It's dirty?
And it's looks hard like, to get
it looks
me
like,
almost
It looks like somebody threw up inside his ass. Oh, fuck.
It looks like he wiped his ass with sandpaper.
Oh, my God.
Does it look like roadkill in a mud pit?
Oh,
does it look like roadkill in a mud pit?
I don't know how his butthole got splattered with mustard.
I fucking love it.
Right out of your pants,
why'd
then he puts
put on
a jacket. He's about to leave the house like that.
What, you're the Riddler?
Where are you going?
Are you going to a Prince audition?
Hold on, what?
Nothing. I got to break my jacket in, so I'm going to wear it.
Break it in? Nobody does that. Nobody's ever said I have to break in my suit.
Yeah, nobody's gotten a fucking velvet suit made either.
Well, I have.
I mean,
I was the first.
Feel like
I
you
had
break
that
shoes
before you
in,
are.
Like
yeah,
leather.
I know that.
But I will admit, what's with the purple, though? You're either like a super villain or you're just mourning Prince's death.
I got to shoot the next season of my show.
Okay.
Ari, man, a lot of white guys on that show this season. A lot of white guys.
I noticed that, too, but a lot of them are our friends.
Yeah. Weird. It's really weird.
Friends that haven't known
you. You know what's really weird is, like, I got a show at Comedy Central now, too, and you know what they always tell me? Hey, dude, whoever you want to pick.
Yeah.
Whoever you want to pick, put them on. Whoever you want to pick.
Oh, so you guys been on Ari's show?
No. This is season 6.
What about you?
I didn't even do the internet
once. I was watching Comedy Central, and they're like, you can watch whatever show you want. And I'm like, wow, what an interesting service.
Yeah. 6 seasons, and I've never told one story. I got this great story about being on the chased by police helicopters. Not good enough.
Yeah, you nailed it.
I have a great story about being raped by Kobe Bryant.
These guys are subpar.
By the way, subpar. Ari told a story about my podcast on his show.
There's not anybody that's on your show that is at a lower rung of the ladder than these two?
By the way, I'm not a low rung. I'm a fucking murderer.
I'm below the ladder. Like, the ladder goes to the ground, and then there's like
a manhole.
Are you
the rubber stop that's between the ladder and the
I'm ground? Under the manhole cover that the ladder's standing on.
Oh, okay. I like that.
You know what I mean? I'm a under the street person.
No. Yeah. Positive vibes only.
Killer Mike. We got another call.
Kill it.
Yeah. So, Ari, man, good luck on that.
Thank you.
You're on the phone with Punch Drunk. This better be good, or I'm going to lose my shit.
I hope you're not a white guy telling the story.
Call back to 714.
714,
hey,
what's
hey,
up?
Hey, no, different guy. Hey, I was calling about the fights last weekend, the boxing fights. Did you guys see the pre-fights? There was nobody in the fucking stadium.
Well, that's UFC fights. You ever watch UFC early fights?
That's the same thing. Yeah, that's a good point, Sam.
Nobody shows up.
Nobody in the stadium?
Nobody.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, nobody shows up.
I never watched the pre-fights for boxing before. There was nobody in the stadium. There
yeah,
like
by the
people.
By the third undercard, people started to get there and all that kind of stuff.
I like boxing. So Tebow likes boxing. I'm a boxing fan. I think great fights. I think
boxing's making quite a comeback, especially in that 160, and 155. That
well, the heavyweights,
right
there's a lot of great heavyweights.
Yep.
See, here's the problem with boxing. There is no standard of excellence. The NFL, UFC, for the most part, you know those are the best of the best. NBA, best of the best. Boxing doesn't have it. What they're trying to do now is with this PBC, Premier Boxing Championship, where they're like, they're having these title fights all the time. So you know the best of the best are taking on each other. So, and that's really what they need.
The problem with boxing is it's overrun. Boxing is just too many Dana Whites. There's too many. There are more belts in boxing than there are boxers.
Yeah, it's same weight classes.
So which one matters? Which belt matters? So until you have 6 belts strapped around you.
The championship belt.
But there's so many of them.
Yeah, that
there's
one.
A lot of them.
That one, yeah. That one.
But, okay, so let's take the UFC.
I'm just
trying
to be
helpful. There's 125, 135, 145, 155. Then you jump to 170, which is kind of 165. Sure. Then you jump all the way up to 185. Mm-hmm. Then you jump all the way up 205. To 205.
And 225.
You could do two more belts in between there. I don't mind it.
Mm. I would say if you wanted to do an extra belt, I would say the first one you do is 245.
Yeah, but the problem is with that, dude, is that guys wouldn't work out and you just have a bunch of bitch tits fighting in. Nothing gets
yeah, that's
in.
What you have right now.
No, you don't. Not as much.
So I'm saying you have the guys who are 265, they'd have to cut to 240 or something like that. You know?
Think how good a 265 pounder would look if he cut to 245.
Yeah, maybe.
What about maybe
good. 25, somewhere in that range?
What about.
But there's not enough
Cyborg
people.
Should have a belt in the UFC. I mean, what a
Why
waste.
Why is she not even on the fucking poster for UFC?
Have you seen her?
That was too easy a joke, but yeah. Have
no.
You?
She's Come a on. Monster.
Nah, dude.
Dude, why do you think Misha Tate, bam, they slap her on there? Dude, Cyborg looks like something.
Misha Tate is hot.
In the worst
dude,
of relapses,
five,
Sam wouldn't fuck.
There are five, look at
what?
The poster. There's five
I
matchups
said,
on
there. Cyborg looks like somebody in the worst of relapses you wouldn't fuck.
I would fuck Cyborg.
Dude, they have all
you would? Five.
Yeah, I would.
You fuck her?
Yeah, I would. I don't know, man. I'm all about good story.
No, that would be a good story.
If I can get 5 minutes about how I fucked this chick who looked like a guy but is really a chick.
I don't think the story would go like that. I think the story would go, I went out with this chick and I was going to fuck her, but she took my wind, took my back, and then fucked me.
Yeah, could be that.
I'm not in the big impact. I know Ari is. My friend Steve Randolph is. They both want to get pegged in the ass.
Ari,
I don't think it would be good for your asshole. I mean, your asshole's already wrecked and it's already one way.
I don't know a girl that's brave enough.
What?
I don't know a girl brave enough for that.
Oh, there's a bunch Cyborg. Of chicks that love the fuck guys in the ass with
no,
strap
no, no.
On.
His asshole? You no. Didn't see what I just saw.
It looked like he was pegged.
Dude, I know what he's got. That's why I walked away.
Do you put toys in your ass, Ari?
Like no. a fire truck or a Tonka truck?
Would you peg a guy in the ass, Fight Nanny?
She would, 100%.
Like a
would. Yes,
past would. It. That's
if Weidman Maybe. Wanted you to peg him in the ass.
Well, yeah, I'd do anything
You'd
for
be
him.
Okay with that?
Yeah.
That? Like putting on a strap on and fucking your hero in the ass.
Sure.
That's not what you want, though. You want no. him to hump you and yeah. try to get you pregnant.
Yeah.
But you would be okay with putting a strap on.
I don't want to be pregnant.
Oh, you would want. Yeah. Anyways, the point is.
You want to get pregnant bad. Cut
no.
her mic.
No, I don't.
Cut her mic. Cut her mic. She just wants to get pregnant.
No, I don't.
Should we do a giveaway to see what female listener will peg Ari in the ass?
Why does it have to be a female?
Does it have to be a female?
Because
Ari?
I don't think Ari's
I think
out
that's
yet.
Different. It's not called pegging, I think, if a guy fucks
yeah,
you in the
yeah.
ass.
Yeah,
it's called fucking you in the ass.
I mean, you know, if you want to fucking...
Semantics,
yeah,
I know.
Hem and haw yeah. over terms.
714, what is up? You keep calling.
Hey, did you guys talk about the upcoming fights? UFC 198?
Yeah, we've been talking about them.
Did you guys talk about Anderson and Uriah? Because that's, to me, that's like the most...
There are some great fights. There are some great fights.
There's some interesting great fights. Cards. It's like, it's an interesting card because, I mean, I know you could say that every time. Anything could happen. Anything could happen.
Are you guys sad that Anderson's still fighting?
Yes.
It bothers me.
Bothers me, too.
You yeah, know,
he could have left 5 years ago as a fucking ghost story.
And now it's kind of like
been
a Muhammad
living
Ali.
Ghost story as like, what if this, what, and, yeah. and instead you're going to get beat up by everybody on your way out the door.
And that's how, because now, like all of us were fans of him 8-9 years ago. And we remember him as the greatest. Yeah. All these new
untouchable,
fans.
Not just even the greatest, but like Rogan saying stuff like it looks like the Matrix come to life. Shit, like,
yes.
like mm-hmm. it looked like something that was just unbelievable.
Slow
and
him.
Then he slowed down his movement. He got older and whatever, whatever. And now we're
and
where
now
we are. And it's like,
and we talked about that horrible. Before. It's like when your whole thing is counter punching, and you lose a fragment of your speed. That's
your
life or death,
changed.
Right there. Yeah. And it's very hard for these guys to change. Their style. Look at Roy Jones Jr. His whole thing was always.
Well, why would you? It's like people talk about with Holly, and they're like, you know, I mean, I've seen jiu-jitsu coaches be like, oh, we're going to teach her how to do an omoplata. She's never going to be in a position to do that. That's not where we're finishing
That's
from.
That's a great point.
Let's just learn to stand up. That's all we have to do. Point. Learn where you're safe. Learn how to defend jiu-jitsu. Yeah. You don't need to learn jiu-jitsu. You need to learn how to defend jiu-jitsu. Because you only got 2 years. Like, if you're at that kind of pinnacle, you got about 2 years. And that's it. You're not going to learn jiu-jitsu. You're not going to learn 15 years of jiu-jitsu in that time. You're just going to learn a little jiu-jitsu to defend against, to be able to stand up and get where you're strong again.
Right.
I mean, you can't.
And we saw that.
Everybody says you need to be a well-rounded fighter, but that's not a thing you can be well-rounded in.
We saw that with Nate and Connor, where he's like, this is a brown belt versus a guy that had a black belt when he was 16.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just night and day.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you didn't see that. You saw Connor quit while he was still on his feet, and he was deciding.
He got beat in his own game.
How do I want to beat? Because I'm about to get knocked out by knuckles hitting me in the fucking brain.
How
right
do I
want to
go out?
And so I'd like to not go out that way, so I'm going to shoot a shitty double leg that I know I'll never take down, and I'm going to choose to let him choke me on the ground. That's what happened. We didn't see a guy outclassed by jiu-jitsu.
Correct.
We saw a guy quit before he ever took a shot.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. That is exactly what happened.
Yep. Yep.
Do you guys think Anderson's going to beat Uriah Hall?
I think anything can happen.
I think Uriah Hall is dangerous as fuck.
I think he's dangerous as fuck, but he's mentally, you see sometimes he just...
I think Hall wins.
I love Uriah Hall. I've loved him since he was on The Ultimate Fighter. He could kill everybody, but he just... Something happens where
he's more confident now than ever.
He just lost.
I think coming back, dude, like what he did 2 fights ago... He's put stuff together that people aren't really seeing. They're not putting together. He's one of those highlight reels where you're like, wow, fighting can look like that in the UFC? I don't know. I feel like he's a powerful opponent.
I think he wins. I think Uriah wins, yeah. Although...
Well, the next fight up, Vitor and Jacare, because, the fight's in Brazil, so who knows what Vitor's going to be on, right?
Yeah, but they're both Brazilian.
Yeah.
That's another
Jacare outclasses him completely.
That's a great fight
if
anyway,
if he can touch Vitor, if they get into a clinch, Jacare is going to be all over him. I think he's got a stronger mind. He's a more mentally disciplined opponent probably, and Vitor's dangerous as fuck and a savage when he comes out as Vitor as his best, you know.
Vitor's got that dynamite in those.
It's a classic boxer versus grappler.
Yep.
Even though Vitor's a high level grappler himself, but like Jacare is on a different fucking planet with that.
Yeah. All right, dude. Thanks for calling in, ma'am. We got another caller here. 724. Where the fuck is that? 724.
It's Puerto Rico.
Hello. That's cool.
Hey.
724.
No, you're 419.
No, 419.
Yeah, there was a 724.
Bowling Green, Ohio.
Where?
Bowling Green, Ohio.
Bowling Green, the MAC conference, little something. Balls of Eight, we used to mop you guys up, bro. We used to mop
Hey,
you
don't listen
up.
To him. You're doing great over there. Hey, you're great, Bowling Green. Don't you listen to him.
Go on, what?
Who used to mop us up, dude?
Ball State, brother.
Oh, Ball of fucking Muncie.
You got
fucking
it, Muncie. Nigga!
Fucking Letterman. Oh.
Dude, right, the best 3 years of my life, my sophomore year at Ball State.
The whole 3 years?
Dude, it is fun, man. I've been there.
You look like you were just about to punch me.
What? I wasn't even looking at
you. Do you see that?
Yeah,
like,
you did come at him.
It's this caveman coffee shit. I'm going straight to fighter and the kid.
You just called in. What are you calling about?
Okay, I figured you guys aren't watching ESPN right now, but Tracy McGrady is on.
Yeah.
And just he's talking some mad shit about Steph Curry. And it's hilarious. I
just
want to know your take on that. It's BLM I'm talking about.
All right, thanks for calling. We'll talk about it.
What's he saying?
He's probably saying that he's not that great and this is all system, and Steph Curry is a fucking amazing, amazing player. I mean, did you watch that game last night?
Yes.
Dude, his 3-point percentage is just nutballs.
Nutballs.
He hits threes like people hit layups.
45% from 3-point this season.
Dude. He scored 17 points in overtime. No one's ever done that.
He has the exact same 3-point percentage that DeAndre Jordan has from the free throw line. And the word free is in free throw.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're both a coin toss from...
Dude, he's the first player ever to be unanimous MVP. Unanimous.
Is that true?
The only other person to come close to that... No.
First one ever.
The only person to come close to that was Shaquille O'Neal when he got... One guy in Philadelphia voted for Allen Iverson.
There's usually one guy. There's usually one writer. It's like, well, if you look at it, I think LeBron James had more assists per minute than him.
You know what? A lot of that is too, Ari. It's like,
I tried to interview Jordan and he kind of snubbed me, so I'm not voting for him.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Steph Curry is an interesting guy because he's not kind of a smart ass. He's not ghetto.
Everybody likes his dad.
He's not got a big ego. He just kind of is like a guy who shows up. He's married. He's got kids. He does his. He seems to be nice to everybody. We don't know these people really, like, but it's like he comes off as a really nice guy, and I just think people like him. And like the notion that he's ruining basketball is hilarious.
That's stupid.
Who's saying that? He's saving basketball. Stupid.
You know who ruined basketball? Honestly, Michael Jordan, dude. Everybody was hero ball, going 1-on-1, bigger than the team. You know who really ruined basketball? Shaquille O'Neal, dude.
Why?
Because if you look before Shaq got in the league, all the big men were, for the most part, skilled big men. They could do fucking post-up moves. They could do, you know, sky hooks. They had
Tree Rollins of the world.
But the Hakeem Olajuwon, shake and bake, you know?
Who was the center all those years with Dominique? And you always had the elbow pad. Strong as fuck for Atlanta.
I know he's a white guy.
No, black dude.
Willis.
Kelvin
Willis. Yeah,
that guy, that's a prototypical center for me for the 90s.
But they
90s.
Had skills. Once Shaq got in, the skill guys went because they had to get guys who were big and strong that could cover Shaq.
They could just put a body on him.
Yeah, so now you saw the influx of seven-footers who had no basketball skills that could only rebound, block shots, and fucking foul Shaq. And now what you're seeing is goodbye to that game because Shaq's gone. And now you're actually getting guys who can shoot.
Talk about Shaquille O'Neal, the most talented superhero that ever graced the fucking floors of the basketball court.
You mean Shazam? Shazam the movie?
Shazam O'Neal?
Shazam O'Neal? Dude, we're getting some crazy area codes here. 903, where are you from?
XR5, what is that even?
I'm from East Texas.
East Texas?
Well, I'm sorry about it.
What's up,
Punch Drunk?
Thanks for calling in.
What's up?
You guys want to talk to UFC 198?
Yeah, we've been talking about. What's up? What do you want to talk? We talked about Vitro. We talked about Vitor Belfort. We talked about what other fights you want to talk about?
Damian Maia versus Mike Brown. What the fuck's gonna happen in that fight?
Yep. Strangulation.
I think
Jesus,
so too. I think Maia takes just chokes him out.
Best grappler in the UFC.
I agree.
Hey, dude, are you hiking right now? Are you hiking?
Yeah,
I'm not hiking.
I'm
driving down the road.
You don't have to be defensive about it. No, I never hike. Fuck hiking. No.
I'm not hiking.
I don't even like exercise.
I hate nature.
I'm not hiking. I'm calling you for my bubble wrap company.
All right, that call went weird. Let's see. Hey, who's 336? You called me from that
Puerto Rico.
Time, right?
No, I called you from 219 or 317.
Who's 336?
I'm from North Carolina,
man. North Carolina, man.
North Carolina.
What's up, North Carolina?
Yeah,
what's up, bro?
What's up, bro?
Yeah, nothing much. Just living life.
What's up with Trump? Do you love him?
Do you love him or love
him? Trout?
Trump.
Trout, yeah.
Yeah, we're asking you about, we're asking the guy from fucking North Carolina about Anaheim Angels players.
Oh, yeah, no, I fuck that guy. I don't know anything about sports except for football.
Okay. So what are you calling? What do you want to talk about?
Sounds like you, Sam.
Black DMT, brother.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about?
This is acid and DMT for black guys. Like, I know a lot of random dudes on the show think we're going to do acid. I've pretty much been doing it every day since Christmas.
You've been doing acid every day since Christmas?
It's not great.
That's impossible.
That's a waste of
quarter
acid.
Quarter tab. That's all you have to do. A quarter tab.
Oh, you've been doing a quarter tab of acid since December 31st.
Yeah, on and off.
And like, the only...
Hold on. You can't say, I've been doing drugs since this day, and you've been on and off. Because when you're off, you're no longer doing it since that day.
Do you have a job?
It doesn't work that great if you keep doing it.
Okay, so you've been consistently doing it since then. Meaning you do let your brain kind of fry it again.
Why
are you doing this?
It works great for like exercise and shit. I don't know if you ever ran the elliptical on acid, but it's fucking amazing.
It's not safe.
I ran elliptical on acid. I did everything. I built my house on acid. But the reason I'm calling, I want to talk to Santa Claus. Is he there? I've been listening to the podcast for all 5 hours it's been on, and that Santa fella's talking a lot of shit. I don't know sports.
I'm trying to meet that redneck dude. You know what I'm saying?
Who? Oh, you want to meet Ari's cousin?
Yeah, that guy from North Carolina always calls. We live in the exact same fucking place. He's
let's put you guys together. Man, I wish Ari's cousin would call in. I wish I knew his number.
Hey, boys, I'm just calling out now.
Call 6-4 on your presets.
Apparently, there's this fella. He trying to want to meet me and my grandma.
I wish I knew his number.
He'll call.
Dude, have you learned anything about the universe since you've been tripping for 5 months?
Yeah. The whole world is based on the adult, child of adult, narcissist, alcoholic type shit. That's all it's all based on.
Okay, explain that. You dropped a lot of knowledge.
It feels like you're bringing in past experience.
Okay, go on.
The government is like the ultimate alcoholic abuser, and we keep feeding money.
Leave me out of this! Go on. Sorry, Ari. Sorry. So the government is...
They are responsible. Yeah.
Okay, why does it sound like you're on a CB radio, by the way?
Yeah. That's his biggest answer.
Real quick.
Car phone, Bluetooth.
Can I ask you something? Is today
Is it 1987 with the Bluetooth?
Is today an on day or an off day?
Today's technically an off day because I just sold all of that I had for like $150.
Oh, you sold all your acid for $150?
So you're saying right now that you're a Schedule 4 drug dealer on the air for every... That's probably good news.
You know what's so funny? You are the second person that they're going to be listening to on this podcast. You're lucky Ari's on here.
They already are.
Yeah, they are. The government.
We know you think they are.
I live in the woods in the middle of nowhere. And they're probably,
what a shocker!
Yet the ceiling still looks like tinfoil.
Man, wouldn't it just be easier to do meth? Wouldn't it just be easier? Holy shit! We got 607.
I can't see you. 607.
You're on.
607 calling from Cortland, New York.
Whoa! What's up, dude?
What?
Sam, you know me?
I've never heard of that town.
You remember me?
Yeah. No, who is this?
You remember me.
It's your brother.
No, this isn't my brother.
It's your brother, Sam.
I own a strip club.
It's Jason.
Sounds like your brother.
This isn't my brother.
The Chocolate Donut Hall. Hey, Jason, how are you?
This is not my brother.
Of course not.
I know.
But he is from the 607.
It's your brother, Sam.
It's not. You're not my brother.
You wouldn't even say.
I'm with your mom right now.
First of all, it's your mom too, retard.
You dumbass.
You would say I'm with mom.
I'm with your mom.
We're mom right now.
Even though my sister does say, "Hey, I talked to your mom today."
612. What's going on?
Hey, can we all? Everybody, make noise! Noise!
Jesus Christ! What just happened there?
But was there a call that was
some guy just called in and was weird.
We had your brother on. You wouldn't talk to him for a minute.
Dude, because you started talking about
taking my high school playing mates. Talked to him for hours. You talked to my cousin for hours.
But I know. No, hold on. He started talking about my mom. We call my mom faggot on this show.
Okay, you're mad at me. I hung up.
No, I'm just
saying. I always hang up on them, Ari, when it's obvious they're full of shit. That's one.
But my cousin's real.
The last guy couldn't have been more full of shit.
But I'm saying.
Not your brother, the guy before him.
Every time we have somebody calling in as, I'm this person, I let them go until they fuck up the story.
Oh, he definitely fucked it up.
Okay.
He was with your mom. He owns a strip club.
Yeah, but he goes, I was with your mom. You called it out.
Your mom.
I let it go until the story's obviously full of shit. If he would have kept going.
Fishy on your part.
Not at all, dude. I have a simple rule.
I agree
with
Sam.
You can keep talking until the story falls apart. Once the story falls apart, you're off the show. He's back.
You dropped the hot potato.
Hey, brother. You're on with Punch Drunk.
How's my mom?
How's our mother?
Our mom's great.
Okay.
So what's going on?
Well, Sam, I want to know why you don't talk to me anymore.
I do talk to you. Real quick, what is your legal name, brother?
My legal name?
Yes.
John Smith, bro.
Okay. So it's good. At least you're listening. So why don't I call you anymore? I don't know. Maybe because I don't know who you really are
or have your number.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Yeah, I don't even know who you are. You've changed, bro.
Bro.
By the way, Ari, look how long.
Armenian.
Sounds okay. Armenian.
Ari.
Sam called it.
Ari, why don't you interview him and see if you can get some blood from this stone. Go on, Ari.
Yeah. Ari, when's the next time you're coming to Cortland?
I don't have any plans to go to Cortland.
Why
not? It's not really on my tour schedule.
When's the last time you were at Cortland? He makes it sound like it's a regular tour stop for you.
Yeah, I've never been to Cortland.
Chipotle's from Cortland.
Cortland, Ari.
He yelled at me beating a brother in bowling so easily.
Yep, Sam was right, bro. I got to tell you, Sam was right.
So far. Oh, Ari.
Yep, Sam, you called it.
Thank you, Ari. Sam, can you apologize to me real quick?
I apologize, Sam. That guy was worthless. He didn't have it down.
Thank you. Thank you.
I had high
hopes. Do we want to keep taking phone calls? Hey, look, Ari, look what Tate's doing on the show.
Tate.
What?
What do you... Hold on. Tate, give me your phone real quick.
He's
I want
pictures
know
of himself. What he's are like you doing? He's looking at pictures of himself.
Like, I was like, okay, Tate's on the show. He's, like, talking business.
He's checking out.
There's no business. Why are you checking out?
Yeah, he's trying to get some puss.
You're trying to get puss, bro, on our show, bro?
My girl is right here, you guys. Right in front of her.
I don't mean to cockwalk you.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Ari.
Real quick, Verdum.
No, can you tell us the name? Darn it, Ari, Sam's supposed to say it.
What? I don't know who he's fighting. That's what I'm asking. Who's Verdum fighting?
Stipe.
M-I-O-C-I-C.
Stipe.
Let's say his last name.
Miocic.
Oh, that was good.
That's pretty good.
You're really doing well.
Thank
You're
you.
Really doing well.
This is really, that's a great voice. I love that. She corrects you. That's amazing.
So, what do you think of this fight, guys?
I mean, okay. No one respects Verdum, but he's still...
I think Verdum's a killer. UFC,
right? Is he one of the greatest heavyweights of all time?
No.
Absolutely not.
Who's the greatest? Fedor?
No. He's a light heavyweight.
Brendan Schaub.
I have a hard time even saying that he was...
Killer Mike. Flush her mic down the toilet.
Kill it.
When we come in next week, I want three microphones in here. And
why are you taking your pants
down?
Why did you do that? Why are you doing that? No, you shouldn't do that. No, Ari.
What?
The thing you're doing, you should stop doing.
What's happening?
What was that? Was that your asshole blowing out? What was that?
The snap.
I like
just taking
Ari's at least wearing an all things comedy
612,
shirt.
That's Minnesota.
Is it?
Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, let's take that call.
Minnesota.
Okay, you want to take that?
Only because I've watched all of Fargo, and now I can't stop talking like that.
612, what's up?
What up? How's it going,
hey,
y'all?
Hey, turn off
what,
your
you
radio.
Family reunion?
Turn off your radio.
I got it. I got you.
Okay. What's up? You're on with Punch Drunk Sports. You're on with Red State Teeb. Tate Fletcher, the fight nanny, the Jew. I don't know what happened to the Jew.
His camera's
you
off.
You turned me off.
Okay. Yo. Go on.
I'm the Jew's black fan in Minneapolis.
Oh, you got a black fan in Minneapolis, show, buddy.
Oh, yeah, he's southern like Kirby Puckett.
Oh, he's fat like Kirby Puckett?
Fuck you.
Hey, when you play bat, when you play street ball in Minnesota, like, do the black people go like this? Oh, yeah, pass me the ball, yeah.
Do they?
If you go far enough north, they do.
I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to D you
yeah,
up.
Sure.
Yeah, you're going to get D down really good, yeah.
So you're calling into Punch Drunk. What do you want to talk about? You want to talk coffee with with Tate?
I'm
more than coffee.
For the bag of bets. But first I want to ask Teeb, who gave him that nigga card he's been dropping
all
day on the show.
Great question.
He's been saying nigga this, nigga that. What's going on, Teeb?
I said it twice, and I say it every show, so apparently it's the first time you've listened. And I'm black, I just have a big birthmark.
So are you offended by being one of our four black listeners?
Is our fourth, yeah.
You are our fourth black listener. Are you offended by white trash Teeb dropping fucking N-bombs?
The way Teeb's dropping it, it's not offensive.
Okay.
I see what he's getting at. I understand. I feel his soul coming out.
Do you really look like Kirby Puckett?
No, I'm like as tall and skinny as Ari is.
He talks like Tony Gwynn and Kirby Puckett.
He talks like this.
Southern black. Southern North black.
Let me tell you about this baseball game. It's really exciting.
Yeah.
Collection of polo shirts.
So, anything else you want to talk about? Do you just want to talk about the N-word? Hey, would you...
I haven't...
Are white women allowed to call you the N-word in bed? Like when you're just slamming that fucking white devil pussy.
Sam, I got to side with you on that. I like it.
Yeah, I do too, dude. I love when fucking women call me the M word and beg me not to cream pie them. Anybody else?
They call you the what word?
The M word.
What's that?
That's the M word.
Which one is it?
A nagger. They call me a nagger.
I can see that.
You fucking nagger.
What if they don't call you?
Get a job, nagger. That's what they say to me as I blast them. What? And I tell them to raise the kid, and I get on a Greyhound bus, and I go to another part of the country.
What's the thing you're doing with your hands?
That's what I blast.
Oh, okay, got it.
I shoot my spider web inside them.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
Spider Man. Cream pies every pussy you can.
Language. Yeah.
All right, we're saying goodbye to our black listener, and we're back with Ari Shaffir.
Ari Shaffir.
Well, has this been the greatest day of phone calls or the worst day of phone
calls? Good phone calls all day.
Probably right in there. I'll give it about a 7.
Aaron,
so far.
Do we have the high score for phone calls? Do we get more calls than anybody else?
Ah, stop the presses! I get an average of 5 calls a day. 2 of them are Bill fucking Burr, my goddamn best friend. Hello?
A lot of people loved the podcast last week. A lot of people loved the Theo Von podcast.
All right, how crazy is Theo?
Pretty crazy.
Apparently has the heart of a cat, which if you don't know much about cat hearts, they're the size of a walnut.
But by the way, he is certified crazy. Like, he's a great guy, and he's a great guy.
Well,
you talk to a guy
that.
Who's like has a sponsor to get him back into the church, and on top of that, he's going around for free finger blasting random chicks.
That's right.
Like, there's this weird kind of fracture. Like, what's going on with that?
Well, I appreciate that, Sam, but mostly it's just, you know, women up in their upper 50s, and I climb in the window and I put on an oven mitt. And I punch their clit for about 15 minutes. They'll tell me that's too hard or too soft, a little more to the left, a little more. Then I climb out the window, and then I'm out.
You know what that just lets me know is that we all are just – everybody's lonely. They're just lonely. And they just want a connection with somebody to the point that these chicks will go to, like, a seminar and get random guys to just finger blast them.
It kind of sounds great.
Would you let that happen?
Yeah, why not?
Is there something attractive about a random guy just finger blasting you?
I mean, the whole point is to get the woman off, and like he has to be selfless. That's kind of like, why wouldn't I?
I bet you would get off more.
Why wouldn't
you? You pay for dinner. If you pay for dinner more, you would get off more.
I only pay for dinner.
So. Okay. Next up, 780. Turn off your radio, dude.
Come on, Christ, dude.
This show's
guy.
5 years in and you're already still.
You can't go, oh, fuck, when you're on the shitter.
Yeah, dude. Are you calling into Punch Drunk? Yeah, what's up?
Oh, what's going on?
Thanks for calling in. Why are you calling the Punch Drunk today?
I'm just in Edmonton, Alberta. I'm your fucking Canadian correspondent.
Talk to us. What's going on up there, dude?
Alberta, is it warm where you are?
Dude, I'm from Fort McMurray. You guys hear about Fort McMurray, Alberta? Fucking
no, what happened?
Fire just got evacuated.
What?
Yeah.
There's a fire up there?
Are you
like 80? No, 100,000 people have been evacuated, man.
Oh,
it's fucking
my
craziness.
When did this start?
Fucking probably about like 5 days ago, dude.
Five? My God. God.
News travels so slow nowadays.
God damn.
I'm going to some comedy shows and shit, just kicking it in Edmonton. It's all good.
Now, is there a lot of homeless chicks looking for a place to stay?
There's actually this one chick. She fucking just broke up with her boyfriend, a buddy of mine, and she's like giving up the puss versus like a roof over her head.
Yeah, our friend Jordan Lee fucks homeless chicks.
What's
their house? They, you know,
does he want his full name said like that?
Jordan Lee.
Has that ever stopped anybody on this show? We have outed more fucking things on this show.
He said I could talk about it, so
sure,
I did.
I have no problem with it.
Kill him, Mike.
Call her.
Yeah.
What do you think Trampede is doing right now?
What's that?
What do you think Trampede is doing right now? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's all right.
Okay.
All right. Do you know who he's talking about?
I didn't really hear the question. You want to repeat it? He's like a little scratchy over the right?
What were you answering then?
Yeah, he didn't want to piss you off, Ari.
Oh, ask him how Trampede is.
How's Trampede?
I'm just trying to keep the show flowing, you know?
Oh, Stampede.
Why start now?
Stampede, not Trampede.
No, there's a girl named
Stampede. That's in Calgary, Ari. You're mixed up.
Oh, he's saying there's a girl named...
She lives in Fort McMurray.
Trampede. All right, all right. She's a tramp? Is that what it is?
Yeah, she
got... Oh, yeah, yeah.
Getting pig roasted in a garage during Stampede. They call it Trampede.
Oh, she likes to get, like... She likes to get, what's it called when you go,
Two spit, birds with one stone.
Spit roasted? Is that what she is?
Yeah. Pig roasted.
Tate, I just gotta... Tate, Fletcher, I just gotta say one thing.
Tate, will you join us?
Do you need me to acknowledge you before you say that thing, or what happens?
Oh, he hung up on you. He hung up.
Oh, yeah,
on
that,
you.
That's pretty decent.
I give it that.
I mean, some of
our callers are either really great or just dropping.
Have you noticed? I've noticed a pattern here.
Okay.
This 2 hours on every single Tuesday is the only time. Not only is it the only time any of us talk, it's the only time Ari decides to take a shit, take a shower, and eat.
Yeah. Ari, what do you do with the rest of the week?
22 other hours in the day.
You know what's interesting about it is that he gets offended if you're on your telephone, but he will shit,
wipe
vacuum, fucking all, like.
It's the super comes over, he's painting his apartment.
Physical therapy.
That's all you do. Okay, I've been doing this so long. I know when to turn it. When we're going to see
I have a feeling you're going to need more toilet paper than that.
Let's play a game.
Oh,
predict
no, this is horrible.
The level of blood.
No. On a 1 to 10, I'm going to say 7.
I'm going to say a 4.
Can I say all of it?
Tate, last week it was bleeding for 30 minutes straight, and he made his own tampons.
2 weeks ago.
I got to tell you, it came out pretty clean. I haven't been sitting there that long.
Are you a vegetarian?
Nope, but I eat vegetables today.
So much
I'm
blood.
Very terrified of what's... Yes. Yeah, we see the fucking before, and here comes the after. And now's when I just kind of take some time and meditate.
You're the one who asked me.
Oh, fuck. 100%.
Is there blood?
100%. Maybe 98%.
10. That's a 10
Is
out
it
of 10.
Just blood?
Yeah, just was blood with just like middle. A brown
Ari,
exterior.
Ari, get help.
God damn it.
Aaron, are you watching?
You know what might have to happen, Ari, is...
How hard did you have to push to get that much, like, what kind of...
Oh, just came right out.
Something fuck, brother.
Something Ari, is your underwear always ruined?
You can't be excited about that. You need help.
Something's broken inside of you. I want to fix it.
It's so bad. Aaron, look at
Aaron
it!
Aaron looks like he wants to vomit. He's queasy.
Ari, I feel so bad for you.
Oh, that's a lot of blood.
All that, Ari, honestly, dude, I just saw it, dude. I'm really nervous. I think you should go to the hospital.
Can
dude.
I see? I get
doctor.
Sad when I can't see.
That's not just like, oh, a little drip. That is like a fucking stab wound of blood is coming out of your asshole.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Well, dude, you are more of a chick than the fight nanny. She bleeds once a month. You bleed every day.
He bleeds all day.
Oh, God, let's go to something. 8828. It got some good news for us. Besides Ari's blown out asshole.
That's horrible.
I feel so bad for you, Ari.
I think this is how you should die.
I just want to be on your episode this season because it's probably your final thing of anything. You're probably going to die. 828. Yes, 828.
Hey, Fletcher, how you doing? You
okay.
Son of a bitch.
828, why did it take you so long to call him? We had another guy. Maybe we call the other guy.
Could find
him. Were you listening, bro, when the guy in your hometown wanted to hang out? And maybe
I found his number. Should I call him?
You know the microdose guy?
Hell, I was getting riled up. Hell, check this. All this asshole talk made me talk about when I was in the hospital a while back when I had that clostridium deformum or something like a intestinal infection, man. I was in there in a damn hospital shitting for about 2-3 days, just shitting pure ass in hell, you know.
How does a fella get a deformity like that inside his colon? What happened to you?
I just got shitty luck, man. I had a damn car wreck on my birthday, bashing my head through the goddamn windshield. A month later, I got a goddamn stomach bug or something, you know. I think maybe somebody might have poisoned my food or something at Burger King or something. But, hey, check this. You ever get in the hospital or anywhere... And, you know, you're scared to get, like, you know, a grown person to not only wipe your ass, but, like, spread your cheeks and wipe your ass. Ari, I'm telling you, that's the best feeling in the world. I was hitting that nurse button at least 3-4 times ever Oh man, I was just shitting all over myself. And
did
I
you have
really
a boner?
It.
Oh, Ari. Oh,
I had
so
a little case of the hospital dick, if y'all don't know what that
Ari,
is.
Ari, show the fight nanny your bleeding asshole.
I
show
need updates.
Show her.
Well, I got to re-up.
Yeah. Let's.
For the magic trick. Okay.
Get it wet.
Let's.
All right, Ari, there we go. No, we don't need to see you wipe it. Oh, God.
Otherwise, you can't be sure.
Oh, God.
You can't follow your car.
Show your asshole, bloody asshole to her.
No, I don't want to see it.
I love it. Oh, it's just pure blood.
It's just pure blood, dude.
Why do you love watching Ari wipe his ass with pure blood?
I'm a freak, yo.
That actually turns you on?
He's showing me his asshole.
That's the cleanest I've ever seen his asshole.
That actually turns you on?
Can I be honest with you? That's the cleanest I've ever seen Ari's asshole.
Then why do you love it? What do you mean you love it?
It's hilarious.
Ari usually has, like, caked down brown
asshole. Oh!
I find it hilarious, Jason, that's all.
It just never stops, Ari.
I don't even bleed that much on my period. I'm not kidding. My flow is not that heavy.
Killer Mike.
Just kill it. Kill that mic.
Holy fuck.
Hey, I would as much as I would love to turn punch drunk.
In your past, you can throw my way, dude.
I wish I knew. I'm going to try to call this guy. See, this is the dude.
Hey, Ari.
Let me find him.
You ever think of maybe just using one of those, that shoots water in your ass and, like, is more gentle for you?
The doctor said I need some Metamucil.
I say you go the whole other way, bro. I say you start wiping your ass with wood. Cinder chips.
Okay, we lost him. Are you still there?
I think we lost everybody.
All right. I fucked up.
Good God.
Let me find context.
Were you trying to call the other person?
I was trying to see if we can get the guy who's
telling to call in.
Who's fucked.
Everybody from North Carolina, call at once.
Our North Carolina friends, call us. If you're from North Carolina, give us a call.
Oh, dude, honestly, I'm so queasy.
Okay, thank you,
now.
Tate. Apparently, Punch Drunk should be good, but we have, I'm sorry, Caveman Coffee, our link should be good, but we have changed the code to Punch Drunk instead of Punch Drunk Sports. So anybody that's been doing it and been using Punch Drunk Sports, that's probably what's been going wrong because it's now been changed to Punch Drunk. So go to cavemancoffeeco.com, use the code Punch Drunk,
and that'll save you 15%!
Fucking dumb fuck flushing right during a sponsorship. Hey, you want to start up a chainsaw while I talk about BetDSI, you prick?
I think we should cut Tay. He seems over it. He wants to go grab himself some omelets real quick.
Omelets?
See, you want an omelet.
An omelet?
An omelet.
An omelet. Caveman motherfucker. Omelet.
I ain't no omelet motherfucker. Whoa.
You ain't no omelet motherfucker. Tay, what else is
there?
How's the bar going? How's the bar? I know you got your bar in Dallas.
They're great. They're fantastic.
How many of them do you have now?
We got one in Austin. We've got two in Dallas and one, and we're building out another one in Houston.
Can we do a comedy show at your bars?
No.
Okay.
All right. We're just throwing it out there?
Just throwing it out there?
It's not really that kind of place.
What kind of place is it?
I mean, you should travel a little. Go see it.
Classy.
Let me know.
I do some traveling.
You want shot girls? We got shot girls. Come on down to Tate's with the music two lashes.
What's the name of the club? What's the name of it?
Have Affliction.
What's the name of the club?
I don't know. Ari is so pleased
with
himself.
It's just a nightclub. I fucking hate nightclubs so much.
Why do you hate them?
If you're into that, go to them.
It's not a nightclub.
There's no good place to read books there.
It's a good place to get a steak.
When's the last time you read a book?
No shit.
What? I just finished a book last year, Tate.
We're not talking about the we're not talking about the book you wrote, Blown Out Assholes for Dummies.
Why do you keep giving us the fucking profile? That's disturbing.
What?
Oh. Mickey Gall says he thinks he's fighting this summer.
Oh, cool.
Versus CM Punk.
Oh, really?
Oh, man,
that's
going to
be big for the
show. Who do you like in that
fight? That's going to be big for the show.
I don't like anybody.
I like Mickey Gall in that. Not only because he's a friend of the show, but he's a sweet guy. He's a nice guy. And I think he's going to – I mean, are they protecting CM Punk like crazy or what? How has this guy had injuries for two straight years since they signed him? I think they got him into a fucking octagon or into a fucking
it's a joke.
I don't think he's going to let happen.
He should fight in Bellator where they have all the comedy
circus fights. Yeah.
The circus fights?
Let him fight Grimace.
Yeah.
I'd love to see CM Punk versus Grimace.
I would too. It's, and I'd put my money on Grimace.
I think Grimace, if he can get him down.
Take away some of his milkshakes for like a week. That motherfucker's going to be fired up.
Grimace. You can't armbar Grimace.
Yeah, you can't. The biggest thing.
How are you going to armbar a guy?
Okay,
that
I'm going to throw out scenarios. Who wins? Grimace versus Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Mr. Snuffleupagus all day.
The weight difference is too big.
And that, you can't fuck with that trunk.
Can't take his back. What are you going to do? Put him in a trunk
get
bar?
Get strangled from any position.
What are you going to do? Put him in a trunk bar?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to show up for press. That might be an issue.
Oh, that's so true. Dana White sees hair. Did you guys see him? Nobody saw him.
I always wanted to see an episode of Undercover Boss, but it's the Burger King King.
Wow.
He just has like a shitty big fake mustache on, you know what I mean? Like working the fryer machine. Like, he looks familiar.
I wanted to shoot a video of Undercover Boss, but it's Jesus Christ. And he shows up and he's like, yeah.
At church?
Yeah, but he's got a weird hat on. Nobody knows what he's doing.
He's dressed up as the Pope.
Yeah, he's dressed up. He's dressed up.
You guys see Undercover Boss with Darth Vader? The guy who plays Darth Vader in the new movie?
Yeah, the emo.
I like him, Adam.
Yeah, the beautiful Jewish man. Yep. He did Undercover Boss. Like, so what do you guys think of Darth Vader?
By the way, that is a classic Disney move.
It's one of the ugliest. How'd they make Darth Vader uglier? That guy?
Well, because he's an emo and he's on Girls, so they thought...
Is that what it is?
Oh, yeah. Disney doesn't give a fuck about dicks. All they give a shit is about getting women's cash. That's all they care about.
You know how smart Disney is?
And parents' cash.
Yeah, but that's how they do it.
They said no to Johnny Depp about his character representation in Pirates of the Caribbean.
What do you mean?
They're like, he came in and they go, well, how are you going to do it? What's Captain Jack look like? And he does his thing and they go, absolutely not. And then he goes, that's what the character is. And they go, no, that is a fucking gay drunk pirate. We're not doing it. And he goes, well, that's what I'm doing. So if you want me for the job, that's what's happening.
Wow,
and
really?
And then they went ahead and he pressured him enough that's what it was, or you're not going to get me. And then it became the highest selling thing Disney's ever fucking done.
Yeah.
Those people don't know.
Well, the funny thing is, it's like, hey, we want you to play a pirate. What are two things we know about pirates? A lot of gay shit happened on those boats. A lot of drinking happened on those boats.
There is a lot of fuck the
Do you know why they wore
dishwasher.
Earrings?
What's that?
You know why they wore earrings?
Why?
So they could get a proper burial at death, and you could take the earrings for payment.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Start wearing earrings.
I don't know if that's true. Somebody fucking tweeted me that shit.
Hey, look what they're doing to ESPN.
I don't know what's happening. Did they put poker on it?
Well, they've had a million things. They had actually something really fucking hilarious, which was the mathematics competition, the spelling bee.
The mathematics.
Yeah,
that
it's just
be
a
better.
Bunch of Indians and fucking Asians, and they just fucking did math that you didn't even. You might as well speak Chinese.
Some guy's like, a bus leaves Dakota.
No, you wish that's what it was.
Well, the one I saw was just like story problems and integers, and it's like, yay.
What'd you say?
Who gives a shit? Integers?
Integers?
I think the guy from Minnesota was talking to you.
I don't remember what those are. I remember them being a thing. That's about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Most of this math that you learn in school, you never learn. You never
circumference.
Use.
Circumference. When do you have to know what the side of one triangle is if you know the other two sides?
Yeah.
Circumference is a circle.
I don't think that's what circumference means, Ari.
Yeah, that isn't. At
no,
all.
I'm saying those are two separate things. Your mom's a circumference. Fuck you. Fuck you.
You're an isosceles.
Your mom is a circumference.
Your dad's a rhombus.
Oh, Ari. What's the rest of your day like, buddy?
Well, I got to go pick up some more frilly shirts from the post office place.
Why do they have...
test those, and then I'm going to pick up my laundry, and I'm going to pack and get ready to leave.
And where are you going to leave to?
San Francisco, California, and then home of the Punchline.
And then you come down here. You're doing the Embarcadero Punchline?
The one... Yeah, in San Francisco.
Yeah. Are you, and then you're here?
And then Sunday I'm coming back, but I got to film openings for the next season, the whole week.
Oh, yay, you're crunching your water bottle. And then you're down here. And then you're down here, and then it's beard time for trips?
Pube for Tripoli. Donate a pube for trips.
Well, I heard
now,
that.
Tripoli's in good shape with me because I ain't got a lot down
there. Are you
going
to have butthole hair, too?
I ain't got a lot down there, and I'm Swedish and French-Canadian. That shit grows slow as fuck. Just look at my face. I shaved 2 months ago. Look at this. 2 months ago. This guy.
Are you going to wash your butthole before you shave it for your hairs to go on his face?
No butthole hair, bro.
The fact that you even will accept that win is a sign of what a piece of shit you are.
Oh my goodness. Sam is
upset. Now let me ask you this.
You should have the look on his face.
They lost 4-5 seed.
Let me play devil's advocate here. If that whole team got decimated in the same fashion, would you have accepted the win against?
I would not have.
Oh shit, Sam. Oh shit.
No way. Bro, you would be putting he would be putting chia seeds where his pubes are and watering his dick every day. You literally would be. You would walk in.
That's
like.
True.
Why do you? Why do you disagree with the bet with the win?
Oh, because like our top two players went out, and he's winning by chintz. He's cheap.
But isn't that the nature of the game? I mean, there's injuries that happen. Right?
I don't need legal representation right now. All right,
I'm just curious.
Save it.
You mean he doesn't? You might.
Save
you mean
it.
He
save
how long
it.
Do you have save to keep the pubic hairs on your face?
A month?
No.
What? There's a month.
Are you fucking serious? I'll fucking stab you. It's like 2 seconds.
No,
2 seconds.
No.
I thought it was a show.
I thought they get super glued to your face.
No, they don't get super
glued.
Elmer's glue.
By the way, I will no longer do
nail
any
gun?
Bag of bets.
Nail gun.
I'm not doing any more bag of bets.
Whoa.
Did you know he sucked
so
at fart from
can't
Ari's
tell sports
asshole?
At all?
Yeah, you
Elmer's
did the bum hit.
From the first 5 minutes of the show till the show's over.
Yep, I'll do it, and then I'm done. I'm never doing another
one
again.
Were you satisfied with your fart, Ari?
Chicken shit fuck face is fucking winning some bullshit fucking bet.
Wait,
that's how he operates.
You're interacting with the bet, though.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're accepting that he offers a bet to you, and you're like, yeah. And then you bitch about it later. That's
yeah,
a certain kind of
my
fella.
Top
actually, he made the bag of bets. He
yeah,
actually challenged
dude.
Ari to the bet.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you made up the bet, and now you're upset
up
because
bet.
You lost.
He made the bet. He made
you
the
accepted
bet.
It.
Because I thought that was a bad bet
because
to make.
I thought it was going to be an honest competition.
How is it dishonest?
I thought it was a no-brainer
because
for you.
They hurt my friends.
They hurt your friends?
Yes.
What? Yes. Ari, can you explain that you hurt his friends? If you could quit texting for a second, you piece of shit.
Could you stop texting?
Who,
you heard
me
motherfucker.
You.
I'm not texting.
Whatever.
Whatever you're doing.
I'm not doing anything.
Now he picks up his other hand. Listen. This, can you answer the question?
There's nothing here, you idiots.
Oh, boy.
Are you getting any ass in New York?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
He's going to finger bang his ass and show you blood right now.
Now, Ari.
That's what he's doing.
Ari. No, nothing. Nothing.
See, I stopped it up for a while. Now it's gone.
Oh, Ari, like when you do, when you fuck a chick, is it like some red fountain, like Vegas fountain just shooting out of your ass as you go up and down?
No. That's disgusting, Sam. I won't stand for that kind of talk.
At what point do you explain to her that your asshole is bleeding? When do you explain that?
When she's like, am I on my period? And I go, yeah. She goes, but I just had it 2 weeks ago. And then I go, all right, we got to talk.
Okay. Do you have that talk down? Do you know how to make it as painless as possible?
Have you had a girl eat your asshole?
No, a long time ago.
Yeah, no time in the recent past.
No, I wouldn't get a girl in there.
It would be the first time a girl ever was a Red Wing fighter pilot.
That's so gross.
Ari's giving bitches Red Wings. That could be a whole other show.
No, it couldn't. It will
a
never
whole nother, yes.
I will.
I
never.
Mean, instead of your one on Comedy Central now, you could have another one.
Oh, you know what? I still wouldn't get on that show.
If you ate his ass, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I would eat his ass.
If he ate your ass, would you put him on your show, Ari? Here's a new bag of bets.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to be on your show.
I would be on your
show. Ari. So I shot for MTV last week, right?
Yeah.
So I shot for MTV. And what they do is you act out, you tell a kind of a story, and then they it kind of dissolves into a scene, and they act it out.
Oh, cool.
So I'm supposed to go last in the whole shoot, of course. I always go last. And then all of a sudden, they decide, we're going to put you in the middle show.
Great.
So I'm like, fucking great. I go from, it's like a half black crowd. It's like all paid. It's half black, half white. I'm supposed to follow a sassy black chick from Atlanta. I'm like, oh, God. So they move me to the second show instead of the third show, and I'm following Lil Esther.
Yeah.
So it goes this guy from Chicago, this black comic from Chicago, Lil Esther, me, then this writer from the Late Late Show. So right before Lil Esther is about to go up, about 5 minutes before, they pull me, Lil Esther, and this writing chick aside and go, you have to cut your set in half right before we're about to walk up.
Why?
Because they'd gone so long, they only had the theater to a certain time, so they shut. So I have to edit on the fly.
A story?
Yeah. I have to go crazy. From 10 minutes to 5 minutes.
It's a story, though. It's like, this is how long ago. That's such bad planning. It's such stall to think that the more important thing they have to get is the fucking outside shots of the theater rather than the comedians telling the actual stories.
It was so rough, dude. I missed one punchline on my opening bit, and then the rest of it went well. But it was like, oh, that's – I'm like, you're telling me this now?
You should have just gone long anyway. Should have been like, okay, sure, and then
well,
just
that's
done
not me. I'm just an asshole, and I don't like to rub anybody the wrong way. But, you know, it's like –
they've already been so unprofessional by doing that. Cutting you guys 5 minutes before, it's like, I need weeks to prepare.
But this
that.
Is like the third day they're shooting. That's the weirdest part. It's like, you know the out is. Why are you cutting us now?
Ari, let me ask you a question. No, I'm being dead serious here, man. Just one lick, man. One lick. You bend it over. You spread it open. I start with my tongue at your taint. I work it right up
to
the middle of your back.
He's very homoerotic.
I work it right up to the middle of your back. One solid lick. Can I be on your show?
Ew.
Killer Mike.
I still don't think I can get you on, Tebow.
Oh,
Jesus. All right. Second part of the question.
But you're willing to try.
Second part of the question. Can I still do it? If it help, would it help our friendship or would it hurt it?
I think it would help.
All right. Let me know when you're in town.
Okay.
Well, guys.
I got a question. I got one more question.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in a situation like you're describing.
And then we get to hear who you want to get
what,
up for.
Him eating his ass?
No. You're getting your time cut in half?
Yeah.
At what point is it that – is it better that they give everybody a shot to be on? Or is it better that they cut half the people and go, you guys aren't getting a shot now. You guys tell your full stories. And it's just cold-blooded about who gets cut out. But that's how it is.
That would be better for their product. It's like if you want to
be better for the product,
story,
right?
Get the whole story. What now, they want is like, we're supposed to have a few people. It's like,
now, as a comic, do you go, okay, I'll change it to a 5-minute story, or is it better for you to go, fuck it? I'll just
with
do
stories, it's harder because you got this whole long narrative.
Right.
With jokes,
you, hey, you
like,
don't have to yell at me,
jokes.
Motherfucker. I'm on
well,
your
actually,
side.
Dude, what I did
cocksucker.
Was I had three story segments. I had three, and I had to cut one out, which sucks because each.
Who was that, MTV?
Each story or segment they play, you get paid. Each one they reenact. So you
right.
lose. So it is what it is. But I was thankful to do it, but it was like such an awful position to be put
in. I mean,
in.
As your brand, though, for yourself, like if it sucks, you're out there on TV sucking then because you're had to abridge your material.
Right.
Like that doesn't seem like right. I think I'd be like, later, I'm going to dip.
I mean, if you have the wherewithal to say that sometimes, but it's tough when you're like, oh, I'm about to do this thing. And then they tell you something.
Right.
It's hard to really think. But if you can step back, go.
How powerful is it to
this
say
is
no?
What I wanted.
It's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's like, it's like a weird thing because I grew up on
sure.
MTV.
Sure.
I'm 40, right? So they're like, hey, you want to do MTV? Yeah.
Right.
How many more times am I going to be able to do MTV?
Maybe 1,000, but you can't make a decision based on scarcity. I mean, the idea is to go.
It wasn't scarcity. It's like I signed a contract.
Like right before he goes on, they go, hey, by the way.
You're asking me to make career decisions.
That's a breach of contract.
5 minutes.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough for sure.
Fuck, man.
And it's like, you know, I'm all about getting back. I got a lot of great shit going on right now, but like, got to get back on the board.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to get back on the board, man.
Yeah, I was wondering. Yeah.
All right, guys. Final thoughts. Tate,
what shows do you have?
I
think
you guys are great.
And
I love you guys,
out.
And I'm just glad to be here. Thank
hey,
you. It's nice to be
are we in
Los
your
Angeles.
Top 5 podcasts to do?
To do, yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Ooh, that seemed like you had like a
there might be a butt
there.
To that.
Yeah,
no,
right.
No.
Don't
to,
worry about it, man. Just take the compliment.
All right, we'll take
thank
it.
Thank you,
we'll
Ari.
Take it. Jason, God, final thoughts.
We'll take it. Suck it.
Suck it. Ari, final thoughts.
Killer. Killer Mike, please.
Killer Mike. All right. Before they kill your Mike, final thoughts, Fight Nanny.
Nothing. I love you all.
Thank you. I had a great time. I hope you guys
Pirate Life Podcast. Would you guys do it?
I would do it.
I'll do it right now.
Okay. Let me also, real quick. Once
Ari,
again,
you call me when you get to town, and I don't know if I can make room for these guys.
Once again, don't forget that the new code for Caveman Coffee Co. is just Punch Drunk. So use the code Punch Drunk at CavemanCoffeeCo.com. Use the code Punch Drunk for BetDSI. And go to the punchdrunksports.com, click the Amazon link for any shopping that you have to do. Tate Fletcher, thank you so much for coming
thank
by.
Thank you.
Punch Drunk Sports.
Guys, we need a cute photo.